Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo.
That's good. That's good. It's a good start. It's a good start to this fucking thing. We are watching the kickoff on mute as it's hashtag Ask Ziggler. Of the Tables, Ladders, and Cunts show. Exclusively on the
World and Stairs. Wrestling.
What?
And Stairs.
Yeah. Well, how else are you going to get to the Cunts?
Ladders?
Hmm. Yeah, well, she's already lying on the table. So. So, yes, we are watching this
TLC
fucking thing for you. The listeners.
Yes. Yeah, you could hear our excitement. Here's what happened. We did a show on Thursday. Like, we watched NXT, Our Evolution.
Yes.
We watched this great show. We're talking about CM Punk signing with UFC.
Awesome talk about that.
Yeah, it was great. It was awesome stuff. You guys should hear it. You won't, because Addy's computer sucked. But
yeah. Like a giant cock.
Really, a massive, massive, massive cock.
Like Virgil. My computer sucked Virgil.
Virgil. Like, your computer, it was like Virgil and Too Cold Scorpio.
Had a baby.
Yeah. It was a baby's arm. It was that massive a cock.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had this great show. We talked about CM Punk. We talked about Jimmy Del Rey passing away.
The Gigolo.
The Gigolo from the Heavenly Bodies. We talked about... Dixie Carter is going to rehire, eventually going to rehire
Vince Russo
because she's a dummy.
No, a cunt.
We talked about, also, yeah, we talked about ROH's final battle.
Yes.
We started to talk about TLC, or we're just in the middle of talking about NXT. And we were going to talk about the TLC, and then your computer froze for like the 40th time.
Yes.
And it's been doing this for weeks, and this is like your computer before was doing this.
No.
And, yeah.
Computer before that was. The old computer was doing shit, and the new computer was doing shit, and now I have another computer that hopefully won't do shit.
Yeah.
That said, we're recording this on the laptop.
Yeah, that's right. This is going to be a live audio commentary.
And
while we do TLC.
And also, we're not fucking around.
No. It was really pissed me off. I was that show actually went into 5 second clips in order to try and recapture. It was over 800 5 second clips that I wanted to try and piece together
because
I thought the show was so good, and I don't know if we're ever gonna recapture like what we talked about CM Punk and this and that, you know.
No.
And where we sit. I mean, we're gonna talk about a lot of this shit over the show just because it'll be better than watching TLCS.
Well, until we see the 247... Oh, it's a new day.
Oh, I've never seen the entrance, because I don't watch Raw, because it sucks. It's a new day. Turn it up a little more.
They're clapping.
That's good. Oh, it's clapping. They got the clap. What the hell is he doing?
He's got a towel.
Yeah, but why is he doing that particular... that, like, rhythm thing that Big E was doing?
Because that's what they do.
Ah. Obama all over again.
What? You blame Obama for this? Is that what you're saying, B? Well, I can't deny he's right.
Did we mention the man they call B is here? I don't think we mentioned that. The man they call B is here.
The man they call B is here. Hey, say hello, B.
Hello.
B.
B.
There you go. You know what? This entrance is not nearly good enough.
No, their entrance sucks wiener.
There's a lot of
ironically, their
there.
Entrance sucks Virgil.
I think the guy in the middle is Virgil.
No, that's Xavier Woods.
He definitely is a wild boy.
Did that say something about a race on the big screen there?
No, I don't think so.
I believe it did.
Did it? This is a much better entrance. This entrance is 10 times. That one, it needs a choir. coming out there. It needs...
It just doesn't have that... It doesn't have the music.
It doesn't have the music. It doesn't... It needs to be a little bit more... It needs to just... It needs to sit back and take its time a little more. It needs to be a little more... I don't know. That was... Michael, did you hear that? Michael Cole said?
Yeah.
Look at that goof. Goof. That's what he said, isn't it? Goof.
So what the Big Show said.
Oh. What did Big Show say?
When he was talking to Kai and Tai in 2002.
Oh, no, he didn't say goof.
He called them goofs.
Yeah, that was it. They were goofs. That's it. So Stardust tonight has mixed in with his...
He's now wearing green.
He's now got green in his outfit. He's investing in his outfits. We were just talking about nobody invests in their outfits and gives them different stuff. And has different looks and has a good look. He does.
Well, they both do.
Yeah, I mean...
It's his brother's look, for God's sake.
It's his brother's look, that's the thing. But Stardust is making it his own, right? He's putting it in his own. He put in some red last show. He's got some green on this one. That said, they're going to lose. They shouldn't.
I don't know that they are. They lost both the singles matches leading up to this.
That's true. Which of the two... This is like Demolition, when you didn't know which ones you were going to face.
Exactly like that.
Who are you going to face?
Crash.
Oh. Okay, so it's Big E, Langston.
Langston.
And Kofi.
Langston.
Kingston.
Kingston.
So, what are the many things that we talked about before?
What if he's from Jamaica?
What's that?
What?
What if he's from Jamaica? Kingston.
He's not from Jamaica.
Oh, okay.
He's from
Boston.
Guinea? Guinea, West Africa?
You call him a Guinea?
Yeah. So, I don't know. Why don't they ever have Xavier Woods actually... I thought he was going to be their manager. He isn't. He never wrestles.
So he's their manager.
Good point. Oh, wow. I already missed Kofi's music.
It was great.
Kofi had great music compared to theirs. I would go again.
SOS. Keep me scrubbing. You know what's great with... It was 18 years ago.
That'd be awesome if Bob Marley sang
18 years ago?
If Bob Marley sang his song, that would really be a coup.
That would have been a...
That would be... If they could get that done this week...
If Mel Torme sang his song, that would really be a juke.
Your dog making too much noise.
I like...
Walking around here.
I do like... 18 years ago, watching on the WWE Network, Goldust and Razor Ramon...
Yeah.
And Razor Ramon cutting a promo saying that he doesn't want his kids watching people like Goldust on TV.
So he was a progressive fellow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he was from Cuba.
Ah, that's true.
See?
Langston.
So yeah, is there anything you want to talk about that we talked about before that we need to talk about again that I don't want to talk about?
We really need to talk about... we can talk... Now we're watching Tag Team Wrestling Action, and I just referenced Tag Team Wrestling Action from 1996. We can talk about the Gigolo, Jimmy Del Rey.
The Heavenly Bodies were better than either one of these two teams. They were a really good team. Starting in Smoky Mountain Wrestling, Dr. Tron Pritchard, Jimmy Del Rey was brought in to replace Stan Lane, correct?
Sweet Stan Lane, he had to become, to tell us that the WWF truly is unbelievable.
And then the Heavenly Bodies had a good good little feud there with the Rock and Roll Express.
Rock and Roll Express, they came in and had some matches with the Steiner Brothers in the WWF.
Yeah, worked the Steiners, had really good matches. At SummerSlam, I think they got a shot at the title match. At the title for SummerSlam against the Steiners, with Cornette coming in as their manager and bringing them in from Smoky Mountain.
The infamous meeting of Jim Cornette and Bobby Heenan.
Yeah. And of course, they worked largely put over the younger teams, the Men on the Missions, the...
Smoking Guns.
People like that make them look good, these green guys.
Yeah.
He was a good hand, mainly, except for his... 4 or 5 years that he's with the Smoking Gun, or with the Heavenly Bodies, he was generally a job guy.
Yeah.
But some job guys we talked before, they were some of the best guys. He was What was he? Jimmy Graffiti?
Jimmy Graffiti in WCW. And they'd come in and job to like Dean Malenko or Mr. JL.
But make him look great, right?
Or Jericho.
Well, great. He was a great bump taker.
He was a great bump taker. I don't know that it took Jimmy Graffiti to make Dean Malenko look great.
No, that's probably true.
That's probably very true.
Or Mr. JL, for that matter.
That's true.
But yeah, very good.
Jacob Larson.
Good hand. You know, that dance that he had, that gigolo dance he did was great, you know. And just, yeah, I mean,
not a video podcast.
Not a video podcast, but I enjoyed watching you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, I always appreciated Jimmy Del Rey's work.
I appreciated, like, his timing, especially as I watched this match.
Is it pretty much shit? I stopped watching it.
Well, it's still happening.
Oh.
Sorry,
what did you think of the gigolo Jimmy Del Rey?
Heavenly Bodies. Remember him? Show him a picture of the gigolo. He'll remember him then.
No.
Oh.
Please don't.
Yeah. What else do we want to say about CM Punk? You know he's going to be a Ultimate Fighting Championship fighter?
He's going to fight for the... He's going to be part of the Ultimate Fighting World.
Yes.
He's going to be part of the Ultimate Fighting World.
The world's most dangerous punk.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. What do I want to say about him? I don't really care. I won't watch UFC because UFC is just another work wrestling promotion and their matches aren't as exciting as like, well, I was going to say as WWE, but then I'm watching this match.
Yes.
So, this pay-per-view. But they're not as good. Am I going to watch UFC over ROH or Lucha Underground or NXT? No, because that stuff's more exciting. I mean, yeah. That's, so I'm just basically, as far as I'm concerned, CM Punk, it's just that he's shown his hypocritical. He's hypocritical again, just like he was with the Thor comic thing and like he was with The Rock and Undertaker and not wanting to put them over and he's taking somebody's spot. Blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to watch it. But, I mean, whatever.
What do you think about CM Punk taking on The Rock at WrestleMania 31?
I'd be very surprised if it happened. I do think CM Punk will come back to the WWE and have a match. I do think he'll be back and have a Mania match.
A Mania main event?
I think so.
They could say goodbye or something.
Yeah, I mean, because I think he's going to flame out. I think he's going to be in the UFC. You know, he's going to go like 1-3. He'll become an announcer.
He is going to be rolling around with other men. Yeah. Is that what you meant by flame out?
So I heard Darren Young is the next to join the UFC then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Duck under, go behind. But I'm trying to think of any... anybody else that,
anybody else that what?
They're talking about maybe Alberto Del Rio going to Bellator. He's going to the Ring of Honor.
Yeah, he is going to the Ring of Honor, and he's a legit, and again, Ring of Honor has him, and they have Matt Sydal and AJ Styles, and so their star power is pretty much even with TNA's right now.
It's probably...
TNA is so a wrestling company?
Well, I don't know if you ever would have called TNA a wrestling company.
Well, like wrestling, anyway.
Yeah. But they're still they still exist, but... Again,
yeah, they're
just barely.
Just barely. And we won't watch them.
They're going to be on a television station called Destination America. In the United States.
Is that kind of like USA America?
Sort of, except for with a 20th of the viewership.
It's about right. Destination USA and USA Network, almost the same thing. Except for that they have five times as many viewers.
Yeah.
And Raw will have more than five times as many viewers as this.
And their television program will be on at 9 o'clock at night on Friday.
Yeah. Think about this. This is a company that people used to go up to Jeff Hardy and Booker T and Kurt Angle, Christian, and say to them, oh, I used to love watching you wrestle. Why'd you stop? when they were working for that company.
RVD.
That was when you were on Spike.
Yeah.
Now you're on Destination America.
Yeah.
12 people are going to see this thing.
Yeah.
Those 12 sorry sons of bitches.
Just say people are seeing this match.
Yeah, I don't know how many. You know, more people will see this for sure.
Ooh.
That's a good bump.
That's a good bump. I just, you know, I don't think the Dust Brothers are working as a heel team.
Holy cow, he's got a green ass face.
Yeah. Well, that's what, he's a Vulcan.
Oh, he's just bright.
So he's bleeding.
Yeah.
He's bleeding.
He's a Vulcan. He's bleeding.
Yes.
They have green blood.
There's your heel move.
Yeah, I just don't think they're really working as heels. I don't think people want to take to them as heels. I think people want to cheer.
It's the entrance, right?
Yeah.
They have a change the entrance music.
They have a babyface entrance.
Well, and Cody has a lot of charisma as this character. And I just don't think, I really don't think people want to boo him.
Oh, I think Kofi might be hurt there.
Legit?
Yeah.
It's a good thing they have three people in that team.
Yeah.
They can just slot him out, put in Xavier Woods.
Yeah. Will anybody notice?
Start cutting the lumber.
I don't know what. It looks like you're masturbating. What are you doing?
Start cutting the lumber.
Oh.
Cutting the lumber, huh?
The wood.
Hey, this pay-per-view feed stopped working. It's like when I'm watching ROH's Final Battle.
Huh.
Because it sucked, that pay-per-view stream. But at least the matches were great. At least the Young Bucks are the greatest thing in wrestling.
I think what the reason is...
Red Dragons and Time Splitters was great. And the main event with Jay Briscoe and Adam Cole was tremendous. And Adam Cole has now gone to have shoulder surgery. Otherwise, he would have won the belt.
Well, to preview, that's actually going to be my music of the year.
Oh, yeah?
In 2014.
I've seen you bright.
The Red Anals.
How's Daniel Bryan?
Red Dragons. No, Red Anals. I'll cause rectal bleeding. I'll give rectal bleeding. I'll give rectal bleeding to you all. Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly, right?
Yeah, Red Anals. You're right.
Red Anals.
The Red Anals.
Ooh, hey, we can get a $6.
Hey, Kofi's not hurt.
Okay. Oh, good.
Were you going to say a chocolate chip cookie?
Yeah.
Done.
Red kettle cookie. Oh, and money. Some of the money's going to even go to the Salvation Army.
Oh, good.
This was awful. I need you to rewind this and see this.
Well, they'll have a report.
No, they're not going to show you this because they fucked it up.
No, they will.
That's why.
I believe they are not going to show you this.
If they don't show it, I will rewind it.
Okay.
See, look.
Okay, this is not the pin.
Okay, we missed the tag.
Okay, he misses the tag. Okay.
Yeah, this is their finish.
Yeah, okay, wait. This is a hit this. Okay. They're not going to show you the actual pin.
Didn't they switch places?
Okay, now Big E goes to, and now they pull out the other one. Two. Okay, I thought he didn't even hit his three count. I thought the referee stopped counting after two.
Oh.
I'm still not sure he didn't because you notice how they cut the video before it ended.
Yeah, but I think they didn't count three.
It was a really sloppy ending.
Well, you know what? I can't.
Very sloppy. Oh, that was sloppy seconds ending.
Some of the judges' decisions in this. Let me tell you.
Yeah. What are you saying? Oh no, for
the Divas.
Yeah, it'll be horrible. They'll get 4 minutes. It'll suck.
I know.
Hey, do we want a Philly cheesesteak pizza?
Okay.
I want, they do have like a triple, like a 3 for $33 or something like that deal. Like, that's what I want. Are you getting Papa John's? Are we doing Pizza Hut? What are we doing? Domino's? What are
Papa
we doing?
Papa John's.
Papa John's? Why are we doing Papa John's?
Because it's good.
What's that? Oh, it's good. Oh, okay. That's good with me then. But yeah, do they have like a 3 for $33 special deal or something?
3 for $43. Or they have 3 mediums for $37.
This is really...
That could work.
I want you to know that forever, through these fearless eyes...
Did they ever give us a good explanation, like a promo or anything like that, as to why the Bella sisters decided to be back together? That's a no? They just were?
Why would you question this?
Oh, they suck. But our evolution was great. The more I think about it, the more I think how great it was.
Evolution?
Yeah, NXT, our evolution.
What?
It's his shucky ducky quack quack moment of the night.
They actually have that.
Yes, they do.
And that duck has Booker T's haircut.
It does. He's a realist? Is that what he just said?
He's a real estate agent?
He's a real estate agent.
Oh, that's Sting.
Oh, that's right.
Real Estate Steve?
Yeah.
Right.
Do we know who won the new sensation of the Squared Circle Award?
The new sensation? Rising Star was Ambrose.
It must be the new sensation of the Squared Circle.
Just community of Hollywood Squares.
Are they in Cleveland, did he say? Is that where the show is?
God, I hope not.
Yeah. So, yeah. We should do, like, three kinds of pizza.
Yeah, I just got this one called the Smokehouse.
Okay.
Then what do you want? You want a veggie?
Fuck off.
How about a double bacon and six cheese?
Yes, I do. Or just the six cheese. They're both good. I mean,
that comes with a cookie.
Not like bacon makes everything bad. Wait. Bacon makes everything better.
Mm-hmm. Guess who came?
They are in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, damn.
Oh. Home of Johnny Manziel and his 60 yards and two touchdowns. Or two interceptions.
Two interceptions, were performance. Yeah.
Sucks
balls.
I wish they were in Columbus, Ohio. That way Frankie Williams could be there.
Makes sense.
Who's Frankie Williams?
He's from a Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he could build paper ships with Salvatore Bellomo on TNT. As Big John Studd cuts a promo on how stupid he is, and Mr. Fuji cuts a promo about how he probably is gay and has no girlfriend. This is the greatest show on television.
Oh, TNT?
TNT. Okay, what other pizza we want?
We're not talking about the wrestling show.
How about Hearty Italian Meats?
Okay.
I like it.
I like it.
I heard that about you.
Thank you.
Does it have any Polish sausage in it? I like that too.
You come to me and you will see a melody of love. Polish
bar! Polka Jamboree!
Polka Jamboree!
They're playing beer bear polka.
Cat bear polka.
I should be listening because it's Heyman talking. And that's worth listening to.
Okay.
Okay, so I got these pizzas and now I'm going to get that cookie.
Fucking right you are. Where is it? And do you have, what sort of beverages do you contain in your house?
I don't know. Coca-Cola.
Tell me now.
Is it enough and do I like it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's water, right?
Oh,
fuck off!
We got pop.
Good. Because if you don't, then order some. We're going to need lots of beverages.
Those could leave in
me and you like to drink, right? Right? We like to drink beverages. I brought you a nice expensive bottle of wine for Christmas.
You did.
Today.
And actually that's going to be good because my New Year's resolution
is to drink
more.
Okay.
To go back to what you used to be.
I don't feel I drank nearly enough in 2014.
No, not considering how much of the current WWE product you watched.
That's true.
If we're gonna watch this tonight, we better get fucked up. In fact, that would be a good way. Break out that wine, because that will be the only way that TLCS, tables, ladders,
TLCs,
table ladders,
cunts,
and stairs will be entertaining.
Oh my!
Will be entertaining.
Tables and ladders and cunts. Oh my!
Yeah.
Tables and ladders and cunts. Oh my!
Oh, now we're getting the repercussions of you giving that Christmas treat to my dog.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. You know, you gotta chew it in order for it to digest properly, Willie.
You mean that's gonna be a big pile of, you know...
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Don't say shit on our podcast, though.
Fuck, you better not.
Okay, better not. Fuck.
Is Dean Ambrose still banging Renee Young?
I think so.
Yeah?
I think so.
Wow.
What? Wow, what?
Where are you?
But he's banging her?
You ever wake up?
Yeah. You ever wake up and wonder...
What is this? What?
You wouldn't bang her?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, you would? I know you don't like her, but... That doesn't mean, you know... You'd fuck her.
What the hell is this?
Oh, great, Nikki.
I think this
is
their...
a shop commercial, probably.
Oh, that's right. There's so the shop, the sales. They had flat sales, record sales of Black, on Cyber Monday, Black Friday. And their number one selling item, do you know what it was?
Big E Langston shirts?
I think they were given out as a free when you bought anything else. A
promotional thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Promotional.
No, it was the Dean Ambrose Unstable hoodie.
Really?
Their top selling item.
Huh.
Do you think that'll lead to him getting a push?
Actually, maybe.
Seriously?
Like, pocketbook.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It's
King
on
the
book for Monday.
He outsold John Cena.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing. Is that they'll do that if they think they can make money.
It was the top selling item. That's
as
awesome.
As much as you... See, the part of it with all of this...
oh, no, not
with
John
everybody,
Cena.
They talk about this brass ring and all this horse shit. Is...
Oh,
they
Seth
never
Rollins
get put in a position to actually make any money.
I listened to the Stone Cold Austin podcast. His podcast is Unleashed Podcast. Right at the one that he did, he recorded it in the car driving home from the with somebody with driving home from the one with Vince McMahon.
Yeah,
he's talking about guys. You just got to go out there and you got to take a chance. That's what I'm saying to all of you. You know, if they bring you your material and you don't like it, then don't do it. Do what you think. You just got to take a chance. I'm like, dude, you still think you're in 1997. They can't do that. They're all afraid. And Vince McMahon said, don't piss anybody off.
Yeah.
I know. We all want them to take a chance, these guys, because the guys in the roster know they're being given shit.
Yeah.
They know they're being given awful promos and terrible storylines. And the word is, because a lot of them saw the NXT, our Evolution, and were jealous that these guys are being given better promos and better storylines and being treated as a better product. Like, the belt means more and it's treated more. The guys in the main roster are actually jealous of the guys. They're making more money. But they're jealous of the storylines and the guys in NXT.
Yes.
Is amazing. Like, what is this? Where was this taking place?
Keep calm and never?
This is that, the Michael Cole sit-down shit that they do.
Oh,
on
they
the
do.
Show.
Okay. All right. But yeah, I mean, Steve Austin was like, yeah, don't, you know, you gotta grab for that brass ring. You can't. You can't grab for the brass ring when it's written for you.
No,
what are you doing?
I'm just moving.
Okay. You look like you were gonna
fart.
You know. Yeah.
No.
That would be good, though. You don't feel free. If you have to, it's okay.
No! Leave the house. It's nice outside.
Why did they need to do this again?
Step outside.
I have bad news, babe.
Yeah, he's got to be coming back soon. Then,
yeah, well,
they...
why don't you bring him back right beforehand? Actually, bring him back. That's what they should do. He should be the
special guest referee.
The general manager one night, right?
That is.
And he's sitting there, and he acts like he's just the general manager. But right at the end, that's when he attacks somebody.
Yeah.
So it's a swerve that they think that he was actually not healthy enough yet. But he is.
Yeah, I could do a Bad News Barrett Dean Ambrose feud.
Yeah, I'd be into that. Elevate Bad News Barrett. Especially, like you say, Dean Ambrose is selling.
Yeah.
So that's big. That
See,
said,
I think it's more...
Right now, there was a truck that just came out that's freshly painted with WrestleMania 31. Says WrestleMania 31. With The Undertaker on it. And the working plan right now is... And it's about 50-50. That The Undertaker will be back. The working plan is... Undertaker versus Bray Wyatt, and if that's the case, then Bray Wyatt needs to win because he needs to be strong heading into Mania for Undertaker.
And when you say 50-50, it's that he either will or won't.
Yeah.
That's the 50-50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck else could it be?
But it's either likely. I just love when they say it's 50-50. 50-50. There's a 50% chance that he will and a 50% chance that he won't. So that's not really news. They put an Undertaker WrestleMania bus together.
Yes. They wouldn't spend the money if they wouldn't think he was going to be there.
Okay. May I remind you that this past May, when Dean Ambrose was going after Seth Rollins, they had a bus, and you know, remember who was on the side of that bus?
So of course you are.
Ezekiel Jackson was on the side of this bus. So he's gonna. It's 50-50 as to whether he's coming back at WrestleMania, Ezekiel Jackson. And the working plan right now is for him not to be.
All right, well, Bray Wyatt, we never did do. We are a few minutes away. What's going to happen here tonight?
What's going to happen
at the TLC? Yes. Okay, your main event that should be your semi-main event is John Cena versus Seth Rollins in a tables match where they basically built it up by saying, hey, John Cena lost to Sheamus in a fluke tables match and lost his belt the first time of Sheamus' second match with the company. So, or second match on Raw, remember?
I remember.
Whatever, yeah.
Jesse the Body Ventura was the guest host.
Yeah, yeah. So anyways, so anything can happen. Even if you're not as good as me, you can win. So, this is a good way for Rollins to win.
Yeah.
And
Rollins can't pin me. Rollins can't make me tap out. But on Sunday,
but he can fluke
none
his
of
way
that matters.
He can fluke his way to a win.
Yeah.
So he will.
No, he won't.
I think Rollins wins.
No.
Except, yeah, it's going on last. They probably don't want to. They don't like to send people home.
Randy Orton and or Roman Reigns will be involved and cost Seth Rollins the match. Royal Rumble is John Cena and Brock Lesnar. And if Cena loses, he doesn't get to be the number one contender. Ergo, vis-a-vis, concurrently, that means that John Cena will win.
Or
John Cena will win.
Or.
Oh, you're thinking Triple John Cena will win?
Or. Triple H is the one who causes John Cena to lose. John Cena reinstates the authority in order to get his shot at Lesnar back.
No.
Because the only way he reinstates them is if they have something he wants.
What if they reinstate?
If you reinstate us, we promise you. We promise you. Well, Stephanie loves him.
Okay.
Yeah.
What? Hey, while you're up there, you have beverages in this house?
No, I already told you that.
Well, fucking bring some. Over and stuff.
Over and stuff.
Thirsty. I'm gonna watch TLC. Yes, I need to drink. Do you have beer?
Maybe.
What?
Maybe.
One beer?
What?
What?
Two beer?
What?
Three beer?
What?
Shot of Jack?
What?
Four beer?
What?
Shot of vodka?
What?
Five beer?
What?
Jack and vodka?
What?
Boilermaker?
Czechoslovakian beer? That's what you want? Is that what you said?
No, fuck no. That was the worst beer I've ever had in my life.
I have a Polish beer.
It's called
a He's drunk,
You guys are watching Primetime Wrestling because that's now on the network.
Yes.
Were you watching some Ivan Putski? Is this why you're singing?
Yes.
Was he on there?
He was on there. But I don't know. No, it was TNT. He was on TNT. As was...
Chris Jericho's the guest host tomorrow.
He's the guest host?
Yeah. Hey, that beer is good.
What's this?
I don't know. Oh, they're going to talk about
the curtain call.
Oh, that's this Monday Night's War, probably?
Yeah.
Is the click?
The click. Oh, it's this business.
They're finally going to talk about the curtain call. What is the click? Isn't this the exact same show as the NWO or the...
Degeneration X?
Degeneration
X show
they did?
No, this is about the click.
Oh, I'm sorry. So that'll be different.
Yeah, so it'll be totally different than the Montreal Screwjob episode they did,
yeah.
The NWO episode they did, the opening of Nitro episode that they did. Yeah, it's just totally different. But yeah, now they have TNT from 1984 on. Awesome.
And primetime wrestling.
Mr. Fuji, like, is going to beat the shit out of a woman because she spilled sake on him. What else they had? They had Dr. D. David Schultz cutting racial promos on the Junkyard Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian Adonis saying that he liked fruits.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of fruits?
It was a sensitive product.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Seth Rollins will win the main event. We've decided that.
Captain Lou Albano going, you know something, Junior? And then he stands up, points at Vince, I always call him Junior.
That's awesome.
It was awesome.
That is tremendous.
And they actually showed Vince McMahon accepting Vince McMahon Sr.'s induction into the Madison Square Garden Hall of Fame.
That's cool, too.
That was cool.
So the semi-main event is the TLC match.
Right.
Wyatt and Ambrose, what happens?
Well, if it's 50% that The Undertaker is coming back, then I think it would be 50% that Bray Wyatt wins. He either will or he won't.
Okay, so what do you think will happen?
I could see Bray winning if Cena's going to win the main event, right? Then it's okay to put a heel on and over in the semi-main.
Clean?
Well, clean or...
Here's the thing. The weird thing is, this is a semi-main event match, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this is the second biggest match on the card.
Right.
And you have two guys who really can't afford to lose because they both lost too much lately. So it's already a push to have these guys in that position.
Well, there's also the part
because your booking is shit.
Well, there's also part of me that
says...
Because
you suck balls, WWE.
There's also part of me that says, who gives a fuck?
Yeah. Good point. Nothing matters in WWE. NXT rules. Fuck them.
Well, the important thing is that Dean Ambrose...
ROH is great. I'm loving my New Japan Pro Wrestling NWTP.
How is Regin's House?
Regin's House is a fantastic show.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you put that one down, put it down over there, not next to the mic.
Down over where?
There.
Over there.
Okay.
Yeah, just put it there.
Yeah.
But did you hear? JBL had the most prophetic words there. This is not going to end well.
Yeah. Raw this last Monday in a 3-hour show.
Oh, it's awful.
Contained 34 minutes of wrestling.
But it was, that's probably the worst Raw I have ever seen.
And it was the Slammies. And you like the Slammies.
I love the Slammies.
I don't give a fuck about the Slammies.
You know what I didn't like about the Slammies is that they didn't have the new sensation of the Squared Circle Award winner. They didn't have best buns.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Best hair.
Did you hear about Titus O'Neil?
No. I know he was with the Divas,
yeah,
and then and they did it for no reason.
No, they didn't. No, there was a reason. Yeah. They did the Divas, okay, and when it was up for the Divas Award, this is the only award, they showed all three Divas in the back that were up for the award. They went and they showed all three Divas. And Titus O'Neil just walked out for no reason and just stood there and, like, said, hey, and, like, shook some hands and gave one a hug or something and just stood there.
Uh-huh.
One of the boys bet him $50 to do that. And he just did it.
During the segment?
During the live Raw. One of the boys said, I'll give you 50 bucks if you just go out there and do that. He's like, okay.
Correct. Not you might be in the 100.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's what they all think of Raw.
Yeah, exactly. That's the respect that this company commands.
Huh. That's tremendous.
Give me money?
Yeah?
No.
Oh, it's we're gonna open with the ladder match.
Okay. So who's gonna win this match?
Dolph Ziggler? I hope so.
I think this could be a very good match.
I think this is gonna be the best match of the card.
It could be the best match of the card. It really could be.
Eric Rowan's gonna win.
Okay.
You mean Luke Harper?
Yeah, Luke Harper.
Okay.
Because he's coming out last.
Because he's coming out last.
That means he'll win. Oh, that's right. He's from Cleveland.
Kent State.
I forgot Ziggler's from
Cleveland.
Oh,
yeah. then Harper's definitely winning.
Yeah, it's his hometown. Yeah. Harper's definitely winning.
He's wearing some sort of Kent University. Is that somewhere in Cleveland?
No.
I thought that's where Dixie Carter is.
Kent State Wrestling.
No, Dixie Carter goes to Kent State Wrestling.
Oh, that's right.
My mistake.
So what is Kent State Wrestling?
That's a university.
Kent State is a university there.
Okay, but I know a lot about the geography of the United States. There's no state named Kent.
Kentucky.
Yeah.
Is it Kentucky State? Is that what it is? Because they're in Ohio.
No, Kent State's in, it's in Cleveland or something either.
Well, that's what I was asking.
I don't fucking...
I'm sorry.
I know about them. You should. Know a lot about their geography. I never claimed that. Hold on, let me look it up. That's what these things are for. Hey, I just noticed he got to keep their music.
Who? Oh, this is tag music, you mean?
Yeah. When they were tag team, this is their. He got to keep it instead of Rowan.
Because he got.
Did they have to have a match for it, like Nikki, like the Bellas? Okay, so here's the thing about apparently.
You know what I
can establish?
I miss Hugo Semenovich.
That's understandable. From what I can establish. Kent State University apparently is in Kent, Ohio, in the United States.
Huh.
Okay.
I'm just going to tweet out that Dixie Carter likes Kent State Wrestling.
I remember the Kent State University wrestling team. That's pretty good.
That'd be the women's team.
Yeah. That has a. Kent State has 30,000 people in it.
Wow.
Not Kent State, the city of Kent. The university? I don't know what it's called. Probably most of those.
Well, he's from Cleveland, Ohio today. From Hollywood, Florida, usually?
Usually. But they always do that whenever he's in Ohio. They change it up.
I know. Stupid.
Yeah.
Somebody just asked, Bartley Blackman asked, foreseeing any surprises tonight? Yeah. My response was, it might be a good show.
That's a really good show.
What's he doing there? It's all about the Monday?
I don't know what the fuck he's doing, actually.
No, you couldn't.
How can you call that ladder match Dolph specialty?
How
many ladder matches can you remember with Dolph Ziggler where he's won?
Didn't he beat Cena?
Is that a ladder match?
Yeah, it was a ladder match for the briefcase.
I thought that was a tables match.
That's because
he can't pin him. He can't make him submit.
No, it was a ladder because AJ. AJ turned.
Okay, that's right.
How old is Harp? Is it Harper?
I don't know.
Harper, yeah, that's his name. Luke Harper.
Luke Harper.
What about him?
How old is he?
I don't know.
He'll be in his 60s, apparently.
Yeah, he's in his 60s. He's 63.
No. I'll look it up. I'll look up Brody Lee.
Oh, yeah, that was him. He was in ROH.
I should imagine how old he was.
I don't think he was in ROH. I think he was in Dragon Gate.
Was he? Isn't that the same thing?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Evolve.
Yeah.
No, he's not that old. He's 34.
There you go.
How old are you?
33.
There you go.
You're older than you.
I
look at you. He's so old.
There's somebody in a bunny costume at ringside. I hope they die. I honestly hope that person dies.
He was in Ring of Honor, right?
He was with... he was in a group.
The Ace of Spades?
He was on a program.
Yeah.
Could be the Ace of Spades.
Is that... is he on that card?
He was with the Age of the Fall.
Jimmy
Jacobs, yeah.
Jimmy Jacobs had a group?
He's had many. And he's also had herpes.
Oh.
Really?
I'm guessing.
Yeah, I would too, I see him. Okay, he's getting, what the...
What's that cream that gets rid of herpes?
What is that called? Oxy?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, this is one of the things I actually hate that they do nowadays.
Spots?
Well, obviously setting up the spots, but I hate 47,000 ladders out there. It used to be you had one ladder, and if that ladder maybe a backup. And maybe the guy would bring out the second ladder, and you work around that. Now you have 47 fucking ladders everywhere. It's just, it looks stupid. It takes away a lot of the psychology.
Remember when the ladder was twisted and bent?
Yes. Yeah.
And they still had to climb it anyway?
Yeah.
To get both intercontinental titles?
I remember. That was a good match.
That was a Shawn Michaels and Roman Reigns.
Yes, it was.
And that was the best match ever.
This won't be.
This won't be.
That was not the best match of the night. It wasn't that night. Brett Nolan was better than that.
Oh, it was. It holds up better. That night it was the best match, but it holds up better.
I still say, I guess you have to call it the best match of the night because it was the match that people were talking about.
That night it was the best match.
I remember I didn't see it live, WrestleMania.
Because people hadn't seen anything like that before.
B saw it. You saw it live. And then, so how was it? I was about to watch a show. I'm like, how was the show? And we're just like, there's a ladder.
Yeah,
that's like all I can say. It's like there's a ladder.
Because you hadn't seen anything like that before. But now that you've seen stuff like that, it's not among the best 20 ladder matches you've ever seen.
No.
And that Bret Owen match, it might still be among the best 20 matches you've ever seen. Right. So,
choreography-wise. What is he being?
I do have to say that, Ziggler's pretty... Is he cut up there on his rib?
I don't think he's cut. I think it's just like a...
Bruised up or something?
I think it's just a...
Looks pretty nasty.
A red mark or something there, yeah.
Looks pretty nasty. God, it really does look tiny next to Luke Harper, doesn't he?
Or anybody.
How tall is Luke Harper?
He's probably... Probably 6'4", 6'5".
Kalisto and Sami Zayn win the title and they're all hoisting him up there. Kalisto looked like he was 8.
That's right. Well, I was watching, you know, R.D. Reynolds there, who had the streak there in Ring of Honor?
Co-wrote Death of WCW with Brian Alvarez. Artie Reynolds.
Maybe that is Artie Reynolds. And who was it?
Artie Evans. There you go. Shane Evans. Because we already have an RD.
That's right. Artie Evans in Ring of Honor. He had a segment on SmackDown, a year ago, 2 years ago maybe. Something like that. Ryback interviewed him because he was from Ottawa. And he asked him how big he is. And he said 6'4". You gotta love it. But speaking of works, what did they say that those stairs weigh? In the pre-game show.
247 pounds.
The top part alone is 120 pounds or something, right? Or 110 pounds? The bottom part's another 130?
Yeah, it's like 89 like pounds. Yeah, the top.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's a bunch of shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Are you saying he looks old because he's bald and has gray hair?
Yes.
The definition. What the fuck is that? Oh.
Holy fuck. You just broke your arm, didn't you? Luke Harper just broke his fucking arm right in the show.
Oh, he's bleeding.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's fucked it. He fucked it.
He broke it.
Really nasty.
He's not going to win.
Oh! That's just a stupid spot.
Did you see the way that his arm was in like this?
Yes, I did. Yeah. It's over. Because the guy shouldn't be continued. Because...
He didn't jump off.
Maybe he didn't break it, but he definitely hurt himself.
Go off the top rope.
Come on.
So, yeah, he obviously didn't break it. But he hurt it. And it was legit that he hurt it.
Oh, yeah.
It just went like that.
And that's it. I mean, he'd go home because the guy's hurt.
No.
That's what you do.
I saw
what happened when Sin Cara was wrestling Alberto Del Rio and separated his pinky. You go home immediately. Yeah, you don't continue.
That's true. And he... Yeah. That's right.
Just run outside the ring and scream like a little baby and go home.
That was a crazy match, though, when that happened.
Yeah, I know.
He's running around the ring. Andale, andale, andale!
Did you ever see Ryback and the Rybacksel interviewed by
that's amazing. He can pick up name, stuff.
Tom Phillips?
No. Maybe. No, who was it that Alberto Del Rio's Ricardo Rodriguez?
Oh, Ricardo.
Oh.
No. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. I show you this. You'll thank me. Trust me.
You can be back to
us. Okay, we'll wait till this match is over.
Yeah,
and I'll show you. But you're going to thank me, trust me.
Muthez as a guest on...
Dude, that's really nuts.
TNT
you know what? That should be enough to put him in the Hall of Fame.
Talking about him and his...
His arm is definitely bugging him.
Talking about him and his longtime tag team partner, Carl Gotch.
Wow.
Yeah. Actually, that TNT stuff and some of the primetime stuff...
Well, it's not 100% sports entertainment? Is that what you're saying? Some sport to it?
No,
this could be nasty. If they do the spot I think they're going to do, okay, they're not. Oh, maybe they are.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Oh.
That's all right.
All right? You want me to do it to you?
That's a give. It's like a glorified trampoline.
It's actually probably better than what Kevin Owens did to Sami Zayn at the end there.
Yes.
Into the ropes.
And what he'll do. And what he'll do to Adrian Neville next week.
Oh, did he? Did he do something at the tapings?
Yeah,
the
tapings were all yesterday.
Cow.
Or Friday.
Okay.
He's saying his body.
Yeah.
It's alright, we're going to follow this up with the big tag team
fuck
match.
His arms all fucked too.
Oh, they're all fucked.
This has been a very physical match, a lot of crazy spots. The hell is this now? That's a new one. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's safe too.
Yeah, it's safe, but it looks great.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to, it's like a... Some
yeah,
sort of,
that faggot in the crowd is like thinking it really hurt. It's like, no.
It's a work.
Oh, he is cut though.
Oh yeah, he's cut. But
like,
I think
did you see that? Like big on the top of his head.
Ooh,
I didn't see that.
Ziggler.
No. I saw his arm was all red and swollen up.
That's why they're not showing him. Really that?
Oh shit, they are showing him. Where's the ref to fix that up?
Yeah, where are his blue gloves?
Because that is not. Yeah.
It doesn't
look like a blade job, huh?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, here's his gloves.
They hate that. Which means, meanwhile, how do you keep Luke Harper from just climbing up and getting... So,
yeah, why is he not getting the fucking title?
Why is he not just climbing up and getting the belt while this guy is... While they're spending 7 or 8 minutes cleaning up his cut?
Okay.
I'm starting to think this is part of the match.
This gives us just another match.
Because the way that was done was,
yeah,
you know? Like, oh, you're going to stop it. Oh, I can't. I'll lose the belt.
Yeah, but how else are you...
Oh.
He's cutting his arm there,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is, like, look at his arm. Look at all the bruises on his arm.
Yeah.
You had, seriously, these guys are... Wrestling's supposed to be a work. You're not actually supposed to hurt each other or yourself.
So now this one's for the Intercontinental title, but then they're going to have the TLC one.
Yeah.
So
just for... What are they putting up there, actually?
It's going to be a brass ring.
Oh.
Why a brass ring?
Because that's what you have to do. You have to reach up and grab the brass ring.
Okay.
Maybe it's actually... I wouldn't be surprised if the TLC match then is...
Pins.
Pins, yeah.
I don't get lots of retweets on my Dixie Carter pet board. Who did I see? It was, they showed an old classy Freddie Blassie match on TNT from like the 50s.
Yeah.
And Freddie Blassie was using a power bomb.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Remember in like 1995 or something like
look
that?
Look at his arm.
We,
on the back of, right here.
Oh yeah, it's all screwed up.
I know, it's probably broken.
If it is, it's, he's the toughest man ever.
Well, other than me.
Remember when in like 1995, like I had this membership at this place called Saz Video and I showed it to you and you were like, you couldn't believe all the wrestling videos they had and all the old ones.
Yeah.
And we found like an old Coliseum Home Video, like Volume 2 or something like that.
Yeah.
And there's this Battle Royal where somebody uses the powerbomb and the announcers had never seen it before.
Yeah.
And we're calling it the most dangerous move they'd ever seen and everything like that.
Yeah.
And you're like, there's the most dangerous move ever seen here. I was like, what is it? You're like, it was a powerbomb. I was like, what, everybody uses that? Not in 1984 or 1983 or whatever. And so it's crazy actually to hear that Freddie Blassie was using it.
Crazy. And they didn't know what to call it, but they did say during that match in 1952 or 54 or whatever.
Yeah.
It's
Was it with John Tolos?
No, I forget who it was against, the guy's name, but it was in the commentary at some point they said, "Yes, sir, we're gonna have a tremendous match here for you tonight." You know, they do at the beginning of all
the
shows.
Yes,
Andre the Giant, WrestleMania.
Oh, it was the clip from the Coliseum Home videos before they got to the dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun,
dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun.
Oh.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Oh. Dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun. Did I miss something?
Dun-dun-dun-dun. They super kicked the ladder. Dun-dun-dun.
His arms.
He should do the whoopee cushion.
I'm done now.
So it's your turn to pay for food, right?
Sure. Now that it's a $60 meal instead of a $20 meal, then it's my turn. I have some money. I split it with you. Shouldn't that be the fair way to do it?
Oh, that's just because you put us through your singing.
Oh.
Oh, Dolph Ziggler's going to climb the ladder. Dolph Ziggler is climbing the ladder.
No, fuck.
Oh. Okay.
You know what? This is match of the night. Nobody's topping this.
I tell you.
No, because the crowd's totally into it because the guy's from here.
Yeah.
Like from their home city.
But
they've been putting themselves through insane.
Oh, look at his hand.
Like, what I remember somebody saying to me, my friend Mark at the time, I showed him the tape. This is probably 2 months after WrestleMania 10. I gave him the tape of Mania 10, and he said, oh, my favorite match was the ladder match. Because I've never seen guys go through that kind of punishment before in a match.
Yeah.
Okay. The type of punishment they went through in that match compared to this.
His name was Mark?
With a C. Huh. But,
so it was Brett.
No. Oh. Brett was there live with me watching it.
In Madison Square Garden?
Yes. I go to every WrestleMania. But
which WrestleMania is this?
What the fuck?
Oh!
No,
but the amount of punishment they took in that match compared to this match is not even close.
No.
These guys have taken so much. Nobody's topping this.
The other part is that, too.
That was going nuts.
The thing with the people talk about the first ladder match and how people go, never saw guys go through so much punishment. They were on so much oxycodone, neither one of them felt a thing.
That's true. We're talking about Razor and Shawn after all. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. This is what it is supposed to mean.
This is what it's supposed to mean.
Before you just fucking killed it.
Oh. There you go, Ziggler. Ziggler's got it now.
Yeah, I think so.
Unless something happens or somebody fucks them.
No, I don't think so. This is it.
No? Okay, he's got it. Ziggler wins. I'm here to bang your mom.
For the third millionth time in a row.
I believe that's actually accurate. This is his third millionth title reign with the Intercontinental title.
When will they start pushing him?
They've given him the Intercontinental title. What do you mean?
I don't believe they start pushing him for real with this thing. Oh, for real. Like, I like to see is Daniel Bryan and Dolph Ziggler go at it. That'd be a good match.
There's the food.
Hey, okay. We're gonna go and pay for the food and grab it. Okay. So meanwhile, you enter. Shut up, Willie. You entertain the listening audience.
Okay. Replay. Oh. Dolph Ziggler gets thrown over.
No, I said entertain them.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Not just talk to them.
Personally, I like to see Dolph Ziggler and Daniel Bryan go at a pay-per-view. Personally. I mentioned he's from Cleveland, Ohio. Dolph Ziggler is, but he comes from they say he's from Hollywood, Florida, Hollywood, California. That was the best match of the night, probably.
Yeah, end the show. That's what I'm tweeting right now. End the show. That's it. You don't top that.
Celebrity to the troops next week.
Gimmick.
Yippee. Kaye. Just in the right time for Hanukkah.
Good job entertaining the masses.
Thank you. I'm watching the Jujos.
Yeah,
They are unwashed, you know.
I know. They're
talking about the masses.
They're at the crying wall right now.
Okay.
You say the Usos are unwashed?
No, the masses.
This would be an interesting reaction because isn't Miz from Cleveland?
Yeah, he is, yeah.
And everybody loves the Miz now.
No, but he turned his back on them and said he's from Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. Like Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. No, he's getting a good reaction. I actually got to say, as much as we were talking shit about the show and as bad as the build is being, I don't care. I'm so glad we watched already because of that first match.
Uh-huh.
Like, that was it. That was worth $10 in the network right there for the month.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
plus you have...
I mean, watching TNT was worth $9.99.
There you go. It's already pretty much guaranteed we'll be there in Survivor Series.
Oh, yeah. But not be as newsworthy.
No. Except for when Rollins wins and Cena loses his title match.
So, it won't be as newsworthy.
I think Seth Rollins is going to win. Who's going to win the Royal Rumble, do you think, guys?
Roman Reigns.
Mm. That's a lock.
Okay.
Believe that.
So at WrestleMania, it could be a triple threat match: John Cena or Seth Rollins and
it'll be Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns 1-on-1.
Oh, okay. Then why do they need a number one contender match
for the Royal Rumble?
But because Roman Reigns won't be able to take on Seth Rollins there, because they'll be in the Rumble.
Yeah.
Seth
not
Rollins.
Not showing up tonight. Neither is Orton.
Okay, Seth Rollins versus Orton at Royal Rumble. Seth Rollins and Orton at Rumble.
I think they'll be in the Rumble. I don't think they'll have a match and be in the Rumble. They haven't done that lately. They used to do that all the time.
Yeah.
Not lately.
Did you see that woman on TNA that looks like Dixie Carter?
No.
Yeah, she's got a cunt double. Although, and apparently Robbie E. and Brooke Tessmacher are in the finals of Amazing Race.
Yeah.
So they did some good promotion.
They'll take advantage of that.
Oh, yeah.
I think you. That's a pretty funny spot. Then again, most of his spots are pretty funny.
What do they have on their tights? They both say Miz on them.
Method acting. What's her real name again on Total Divas?
Who?
Naomi?
Trinity?
Yeah. Well, that's not as marketable as Naomi.
That's good.
He wants to be more than a stunt double. He wants to be the star himself. He wants to be like The Miz. Who doesn't really? The Miz is an A-lister. I mean, you realize he was bitched out.
Yeah, that's not true.
You're more of an e-hole. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
You beat me to it because my mouth was full.
Yeah.
This race, Max.
Even in Cleveland, he's not getting the reaction.
Yeah. See him in his, the small package.
You can argue the Usos are the MVPs of the company. Like the backbones. Because they probably had the most solid matches month after month after month. On pay-per-view and stuff. And TV.
I will argue that.
Yeah. They're like what the Radicals were in WCW.
Yep. So, I feel bad for Trinity.
Holy Trinity. Oh, you get some more pizza? Or do you want me to wait?
Yeah, you can go get some more.
Okay. Alright.
Yeah, that's why I wanted three. So we can get as much as we wanted.
Oh, sorry.
You gonna be able to get up or what?
Yeah.
I have that problem too.
You did such a good job entertaining the masses that you deserve more pizza.
I know.
Okay, the crowd is a little bit fucked up there.
Yeah. Imagine how good this, how much fun this would be if the announcers didn't really suck.
I don't know.
Feel free, and you're a little close to me there.
It's all right.
Go over a little.
I will.
You guys are lovers.
No.
Okay, well, now Mizdow makes the save.
I heard you put out.
I don't understand that.
You don't understand what?
Mizdow just made the save.
Well, he doesn't want to lose the match.
No, that's not his gimmick.
Well.
What's he doing here?
He's putting on a really cool submission move.
A deadly submission maneuver.
Yeah, that's probably what Cole will call it.
I wonder if his partner's doing the same thing and getting him in the thing.
Naomi has to come out or something like that or play into the match, doesn't she?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think... I read something that... I don't think they're going to care about it. I think they'll drop it.
Well, if they were going to drop it, they wouldn't have her in the back and they wouldn't have had that pre-show segment and stuff like that.
I don't mean drop it like today, but I think they're in the process of dropping it.
Seems to me like they're in the process of keeping it going.
Yeah, but she's not going to be on the next season of Total Divas.
She isn't?
No, apparently not.
Well, even then, even more reason actually ever have angles on the show.
Not in their mind.
Because nobody gives a fuck about Total Divas. And its ratings are going down. Where's the other Uso?
What was I going to... Who cares?
Oh. So, we have our first fuck finish of the night.
There. Well, there was no DQ in the other one.
Yeah.
Alright, so... Let's just keep telling you, there's been two matches. Which one do you think has been the match of the night so far?
Doesn't matter, he has a slammy.
Yeah.
Definitely both fast.
It's an entertaining act, but how long before it gets boring?
Yeah.
Before it jumps the shark, right?
Yeah.
You know, what's his name again? Byron Saxton?
Yeah.
You know what I think, honestly? I think he's the black hole of charisma.
Seth, yeah. If you win, John Cena is no longer
he's horrible. Wouldn't you call him the black hole of charisma? Byron Saxton.
Yeah, she's pretty bad.
The black hole of charisma.
Yeah, I agree. He's pretty bad.
Two people who are near and dear to my heart, who should be here making the decision about what happens in WWE, but instead are at home watching TLC on the WWE Network. Those two people are Triple H and Stephanie McMahon.
Why are they doing that? We work for the company, why can't they get backstage? At Survivor Series,
John Cena... Yeah, shouldn't they be able to get backstage? It's just that they can't make any decisions?
Yeah.
I mean, they were able to come out on Raw the next night, then why couldn't they come out here?
Exactly.
Makes no sense. Consistency, WWE. Good job.
That continuity in their storylines is so important. Mm-hmm. If they're going to want to go all the way. He is going to pay starting
tonight. You know, I do. I go for John Cena and Sting.
That'd be interesting, actually.
That would be interesting.
Put John Cena through a table. After I do that, I'm going to stand over his carcass in that rubble. John Cena is going to be alive. A few things are going to become clear to him. First of all, the paradigm shift that I spoke of on SmackDown. Has arrived. Secondly, everything that he's worked for, this final opportunity, this
there.
WWE Championship opportunity versus Brock Lesnar.
Hey. I know.
Sean.
I know. Yeah, he really worked for him.
And lastly, John Cena is going to realize.
I know.
Would this match up any more weight if they hadn't had John Cena after really wanting to get his hands on him? Failing to, then getting his hands on him the next night on Raw?
No.
No? It is shitty booking.
Yeah. That's what they do.
Yes, it is.
So what? The 950-pound stairs match is up next?
Who's in that?
What?
Who's in that?
Stairs.
Oh, yeah.
I still don't understand the rules.
Stairs are legal.
Oh.
It's like a chairs match.
But the rest of the time, chairs are
legal. Oh, here comes your favorite segment. 275 pounds.
Yeah, I thought you were underestimating. Stairs all over the fucking place. Like 47 of them.
Yeah, this is stupid.
Yes, it is.
Are you even stupider in the camouflage army and stuff?
Yeah, that outfit looks dumb. Then again, he's never had a good look for a giant. The big traitor. Many have called him that.
Really?
Yeah.
Lots of people, huh?
Yeah. Maybe one?
I don't know any. I don't know any, Mo. I don't know any.
surprise.
Oh, yeah, it's the Japanese buzzsaw, Eric Rowan. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
And yet I like it.
Eric Rowan needs to be managed by Mr. Fuji.
I love Mr. Fuji. NXT, really? So the only good reason to not get that is because you have the network, right?
Yeah. And so if you're watching this, you have the network. Oh, yeah. Eric Rowan, that was his promo. I don't like bullies.
That's right.
And last week, when you gave me the Stone Cold Stunner, I didn't like that either. Because you're a bully. My cousin just sent me our cousin, Brian, just sent me an instant message on Facebook.
What?
Dude, I'm watching WWE pay-per-view. Do you still even do that?
Apparently he hasn't been paying attention. Is he watching it on the network? Who's going over in this one?
I would put Rowan over.
Me too.
Because he's the new guy. Oh, look at that! 285 pounds just moved over.
Yeah. It's almost like they're not really that much. Nobody else better use stairs tonight. I'll be so pissed.
Will you? You'll be so pissed.
So pissed.
Really pissed?
Pissed off.
Okay.
Yeah. So pissed. Look at it. Look at how... Oh, look at that. Those weigh 88 pounds. Look at this. This is 175 pounds.
Look at that. With ease.
So Big Show's going to win for sure, you know. Willie, fuck off.
So now my cousin's next message. What the fuck was with that stunt double dude?
Was he at your wedding?
No, he was in Ontario. Look at all. Look at that. With one hand, he does this. One hand, he just picked up the 285-pound stairs that also freely moved. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see that. But you know what? He's a big man and very strong.
Well, he kisses a little longer, says goodbye a little longer, makes his breath long, lost the freshness. With Big Red.
That reminds me.
That's his name, Big Red.
It's true, that's his nickname. No bullshit. No bullshit needed. This week in the, in that WWE Supercard game.
Supercard!
It'll be a new people's challenge. It'll be Luke Harper versus Dolph Ziggler. Can't wait.
Huh. Do any of them team up with Japanese people?
Well, Yokozuna.
There you go. What's the deal with his nasty hair? What basically I thought he needed to do was use Nakamura shampoo. That's why Mark Eaton quit.
He was fired. How do you win this match? You have to put the other guy through a stairs, or is that what you do?
Big Show. How the hell is he still alive?
Well, I'll give him this. He's hitting those stairs as hard as he can.
Well, yeah, he's probably... Harper probably said top that.
Probably.
Wow. That's how you know you're getting really good heat.
When you get Big Show Stucks chance?
Yeah.
By seven people?
Yeah.
But those are the important seven.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, after this match, we're going to go, Big Red.
What?
People are going to chant his name after he, Big Show's doing
people are not match. Chanting Big Red, I guarantee you.
They will not chant for Big Red.
No.
They might chant for Big Red, but they won't chant Big Red. It's not over yet.
No, but Big Show, kind of like that. Match was it?
Big Red.
Say the number one selling piece of merchandise was the Dean Ambrose hoodie. Number two, WWE Monopoly board game.
Sweet. You think instead of Boardwalk, it's Titan Tower?
Should be.
And what do you think Park Place would be then?
The Heart Mansion.
I think that'd be like Baltic.
They still have the Brock Lesnar like the, that bull shirt.
Sure.
And do you think when you get that card that says "Go directly to jail," it's a picture of Ken Patera?
Ideally. Hey, your dog just got up.
Yeah, he's a fuck. What other cards could you have? Do you think if you had a picture of Sunny on the thing that says community chest?
or Brock Lesnar's wife?
Sable?
Sable, yeah.
Yeah. That would be good.
Community chest? Mm-hmm.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
Given his famous hygiene problem, they could have a picture of Iron Mike Sharp on the B&O Railroad.
Mm-hmm. Like Waterworks.
Ric Flair would be a picture on the Waterworks.
Okay. Makes sense.
And like one of the cards would be like, you've had to pay Ric Flair's bar tab. Mm-hmm. Give each player $1,500.
I think you've had enough of that, dude. You've had three. I know.
You
haven't had any.
Okay.
That's it.
I think it's enough.
Oh, he did get him.
Okay, so here's some of the names. I wanted to get your idea, your opinion of this. WWE has applied for the trademarks for the following terms: AWA, American Wrestling Association.
What?
WWE has applied for trademarks for the following terms.
Okay.
Terms, okay?
AWA, American Wrestling Association.
Okay, for the network, I'm sure.
Beyond the Ring.
Yeah, for the network.
Crush Couture.
Okay. Probably for Baron Corbin.
Crush Where.
Yeah, probably for Baron Corbin.
Okay. NXT.
Yeah, probably for Baron Corbin.
Good that they're finally doing that one.
Yeah. Well, some of them would be like extensions.
Though. Yeah. Skull King.
Skull King. That'd be for Sylvester LaFour.
Uh-huh. Miz Dow.
Miz Dow. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Total Divas.
Yes.
And Shelton Benjamin.
No, I thought you were going to go there. That's actually an inaccurate report.
Oh, okay.
They let the Shelton Benjamin trademark expire.
Hmm.
That's what they did with it.
Okay.
They didn't apply for a new one. Because that got people, oh, shit, Shelton Benjamin in the Royal Rumble. No. They let it expire. Because they don't give a fuck about Shelton Benjamin.
All right, then. Do you think Shelton Benjamin is coming back?
Pretty soon.
Fuck, this match is going on forever.
I know, right? Okay, look. My cousin,
you know what? They're working their ass off, but I just cannot care.
Who cares? My cousin's sitting here going, I like how they broke down the stairs on the stats. I also like how they referenced the Razor and Shawn Michaels ladder match. How many times did we watch that?
Wait. No, stop.
Wait.
Oh, I'll give you this.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. My cousin says, I like how they referenced Razor and Shawn Michaels ladder match. How many times did we watch that?
400 million?
With him, probably.
They're working so hard and nobody cares.
No, but see, here's the thing, is if you got 500 pounds of the Big Show and 285 pounds of the stairs, that was 800 or 785 pounds on him.
Yeah. And if Hulk Hogan was
person,
if Hulk Hogan was doing the math there, it would be 897 pounds.
No, the only person that
tomorrow
could actually
would be 1142.
Elevate themselves up from that would have been Dino Bravo.
Yeah, two inches of pressure.
Yes.
Let's try this cookie.
Very good.
Apparently.
I have a piece of
I can take a lot away from Eric Rowan, actually.
Look, what do you gain by having Big Show go over? Eric Rowan, what do you gain?
Nothing.
Their mind, Royal Rumble.
What about it?
Well, he's a giant fucker. And he's going to be in the Royal Rumble. So it's going to take a lot of fuckers to throw at the giant fucker.
But Eric Rowan isn't a small man. Neither is Mark Henry.
And he's not even in the running for the We Talk Wrestling Small Penis Award. It'll be given out on a later show. Smallest penis of 2014.
That award, of course, is known as the Addy.
No, that's a different award.
For you Jewish people, it means shalom.
No, but he's still a giant they have to throw off. He's been there for 400 years.
Oh, goody.
I thought it was Total Divas, but then they, or maybe it is.
It's gotta
Paige
be Total
on
Divas.
Total Divas now?
What's
Paige
that?
It was Paige.
Yeah, Paige isn't in Total Divas, is she?
I don't know, maybe she is now.
I guess so.
No Naomi there.
No. No Naomi, no Cameron.
No Cameron was there.
Was she?
Yeah.
Well, there was a lot of Brie Bellas and very little clothes. And Nikki Bellas, the attractive one, very little clothes.
That's why they call it Divas.
Oh. Thanks.
You're welcome. Oh, goody.
Born This Way.
By 1,000 Foot Crunch. I was thinking Captain Crunch.
Huh. So the TLC is
the main event.
Main eventing.
Good, thank God.
Yeah.
It should be. It's the TLC match and the TLC pay-per-view. But John Cena is always the main event. I smell Angle Alert. But this also means to me the Angle Alert. Yeah, it's got to be in that main event. That's why they're doing it.
In the main event?
Yeah. But I also think this is why another reason to think that Rollins can win.
All the hype's going to John Cena.
He called him a rubber-suited jackass.
He did.
Well, that's creative.
Yeah, yeah. Your mummy is a skank.
Bang.
Fuck.
Well, he's younger than Sami Zayn.
Well, my cousin is upset that no one set up the stairs like dominoes.
I'm not, because it would have been a longer match.
Really?
I hate John Cena.
Of course you hate John Cena.
I know.
Everybody hates John Cena.
I hate Brock Lesnar.
I don't hate Brock Lesnar.
You hate Brock Lesnar?
I don't hate Brock Lesnar.
I don't disparage Mr. Lesnar. That's stupid. You okay? You okay? Our friend Daniel Leopard.
You're asking about whether or not he's got hurt?
Huh?
He's asking me whether or not Harper got hurt on that dive.
Oh. He just said, Cena's not main eventing, he's going over. Can't have the little kid sad for the rest of the show. And I wrote back, well, I could.
When do you think Shelton Benjamin's coming back?
I would think if. That's probably the reason that this is not the main event. So Shelton Benjamin can screw Cena out of the match to set up WrestleMania, John Cena and Shelton Benjamin.
Biggest WrestleMania match in history.
It would have to be. I think they could get 93,173 people to pack that Levi's Stadium.
Well, 175, because you and I will be there.
It's true. 176.
The producer will also be there. 177, because my friend Scott will be there.
Not your liver, Scott. Not your dog, Scott. But your Scott.
Excuse me.
Did you decide how you're getting there yet? Are you flying?
We're not going together?
No. Because I'll be there a week before you.
No. Well, I gotta get down there in that time. Are we going to some ROHs and shit like that or not?
Probably not.
Why not?
I don't know.
Fucker. Yes, we are.
It seems like a lot of work.
Well, it is.
Oh.
But we should still do it.
Oh,
it's true.
When are we getting a chance to see another ROH match?
I don't know. What about when they come to Calgary?
Where is ECW? This is ECW pay-per-view.
Like December to Dismember? Mm-hmm. I don't know, we have to figure out what we're going to do.
When do we get our hotel? What day is it available to us?
Whatever that day is, Friday.
So if I came down to Thursday, it'd be bad.
Yeah. You know what the Friday, you know what hotel we're staying at?
The Hilton?
The Marriott.
Oh!
Woo! Woo! We're going to hang out with Ric Flair.
Nice, the Marriott, huh?
The Marriott.
They got to have, Ric Flair's got to have the, that's got to be his hotel in the,
UIT
the
is
WWE
bar,
Monopoly.
UIT is bar tab.
No, I'm not going to pay for it.
Oh.
To get another job.
Yeah. Get another job. Two jobs. Three
what?
Jobs. Four jobs.
What?
Five jobs.
Who?
Never mind.
Who's doing the job?
Well, I don't know. I was just wondering if you're thinking his bar tab.
Why is he not on commentary?
I want him on commentary. That's the best time.
Because he'll show up the actual commentators?
Yeah.
By being better than them?
Yeah.
They don't want that?
Well, I don't
They're dumb fucks?
Yeah, but I don't care about them.
We need Jade.
I care about me. And what I want. Huh. Oh, yeah. I can't wait till, for, like, what do you figure? It's going to be about 2 years? He's on the Indies teaming with Drew McIntyre. They could be the future.
Or he could be, they could be teaming together in the WWE, because Drew McIntyre will be back. Drew McIntyre will be back.
Maybe.
You will give up.
Then again, I would have bet money that that Chris Masters is going to be back. So.
Still interesting choice of colors he's wearing.
Yeah. Red and yellow.
Hulk Hogan.
I would like it if he would do black and white. That would be cool. He's never done that. Black and white.
Black and white?
Okay. Yeah.
It's true.
Red and yellow. Red
he's done
yellow,
white and black, though, I think.
Well, way back when it was Thuganomics.
Yeah.
When he had the, I had that shirt.
Yeah.
The one that said Word Life.
Word Life. This is basic. That song is so good.
I know. And it fit his wrestling ability, too.
Basic?
Basic.
Yeah.
My cousin would like now for Stone Cold Steve Austin to come out and give someone the stunner so he can, quote, lose his shit.
Can you reply to him from me?
Okay. My buddy, Mo,
wants you to know it's not 1990 fucking 8. Fucking 8.
1990 fucking 8?
Yeah.
Dude, I already typed it, so you didn't get the fucking.
Damn it.
Damn it, that was the whole point.
Damn.
Who's the black person going into the Hall of Fame this year? Virgil? And the chick. I still say Sable's the chick.
And Brock Fisher.
Because I still say Mickey James is the chick.
See, Sable is a Sable's a chick because they're still talking to Lesnar. And his, if his deal is done, then that could be...
So, Mickey James and...
Just seems like a waste for Mickey James to go in.
Why?
Just too early. Just seems like there should be other people to go in before Mickey James.
Like...
Mickey James?
What other female?
Sable.
Okay, and who else?
Sunny.
Sunny's already in.
Oh.
Sable and Lisa Marie.
Sable, Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah, Elizabeth, yeah.
Tori.
I would actually say
actually Tori. Actually, yeah, that's right. I, you know, I changed my mind.
Stacy Keibler.
Stacy Keibler. That's who's going in.
Stacy Keibler.
Stacy Keibler would be the chick.
I'd like it to be. I'd actually like it to be. If Savage is going in, then Elizabeth should go in.
Fucking rights.
That would be my. That would be my vote.
And then that also covers your minority, with Savage. So you're good.
Yeah.
So
well, no, the pedophiles aren't in, like, considered a minority.
He's half Jewish. He was going to be a member, didn't you remember? With him, it was going to be him and Goldberg, Raven, and Savage. They were going to be the Foreskin Horsemen.
I thought they were going to be the Jew World Order.
Oh.
JWO.
No. They were going to be for a little while the Dew Generation X.
Degeneration?
Degeneration?
No.
Say that three times fast.
Jerusalem World Order.
Their finishing move was called the Desert Walk.
and they would do the Moonwalk. Come on, end it now.
Is that the first guy to go through a table? Yes, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It should be a best of seven tables match.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like Shane Douglas and The Wall had.
Yeah. The Wall put him through three, and then Shane Douglas put him through four at once at the end.
At the end, it was like a big stack job or something.
Yeah. Oh, the Geeks are involved. The Stooges. This is looking so stupid. Worked.
Well, they were going to have, Gilbert and Barry Horowitz were going to be in the Jew World Order's stooges. They were going to be the Jooges. Do you think Juice and Thunder Liger would be in it?
Or Jooges. You know, and their famous, and their maneuver could be the Juke Jukes.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know what other people will be going in the Hall. Have you heard anything about a Hall of Fame other than, like, Sting and Savage?
Not a goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Not a thing. And you know what? We won't know for another. We're, like, 6 weeks away before they start announcing. They usually start announcing that, like, a week or two away from the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, but it's usually about this time where we know.
No, the we don't usually guy, know the main
first,
event.
The first guy.
No, we usually know who's all going in.
No.
But yeah,
no.
We usually know about the five or six. The Observer usually has a handful of five or six people about this time.
I say the second week of
January. Who went in last year?
Razor and Jake.
Yeah.
And Lita and the youngster. Carlos Colon.
Yeah, we didn't know about Carlos Colon ahead of time.
And Mr. T.
See?
And,
I think my mother.
I told you. It's the surprise of finding out. It's the only reason to watch Raw. What did he say?
I think my mother.
And the Ultimate Warrior.
I'm glad he didn't say the Ten Commandments and then we'd be in trouble. Mr. T.
We were speculating on Warrior. We didn't know.
I knew. It's like Randy Savage. We know.
Yeah, Randy Savage is the thing we know. That's it. You know the big names. You don't know the whole names.
So I think Elizabeth should go in. I think Angelo Poffo should go in. No.
the whole Jewish family.
I would put... the hard part is... You gotta put in people now that are alive.
Yeah, because you already have a dead guy. You can't put in a second dead guy.
You could put in a dead girl.
Like who?
Elizabeth.
Yeah, okay. Luna Vachon.
Yeah, Luna needs to go in too.
Yeah.
And Medusa.
Yeah, but she's not dead. She's just dead to them.
Oh, yeah. No, but I think Big Show and Rowan are destroying each other. They're destroying my ability to watch this show, is what they
did. Well, like I say, they really did take big bumps.
Well, that's because they're both like 7 feet tall.
I know, I didn't say
they aren't going to take small bumps.
Oh, hey, I forgot. I wanted to show you this. Just mute it for a second. I'm going to show you this video.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to like this.
Okay.
Okay. This is a Ryback. Ricardo Rodriguez interviews Rybacksel.
Right.
Here we go.
I burped.
En este momento me encuentro con Curtis Axel y Ryback. Rybacksel.
Just watch.
It's Mexican. Get Ricardo.
La 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 la
That was it. I just had to show you that.
Nice.
Ryback, so it was a great act that never... They were never that great on TV because we didn't see them backstage. But they were a great act on the backstage app or whatever the fuck it was called.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
A clubbing blow.
Oh.
Marcus Witt would like to remind us that Jamie Noble obviously no longer has any of his inheritance money that Nydia took.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's working.
Good point. Good point. I'd like to remind you all that John Cena is a dick. Because otherwise he would have a friend out there helping against so it wouldn't be a 3-on-1 match.
Yeah.
Because it's not like there's the authority to protect him to have a 3-on-1 match. Why the fuck are these guys even legally allowed to be out there?
What you didn't understand is that they jumped his buddy in the back because they were trying to get him out. We had this on mute, but what they were saying on Twitter is while we had it on mute, John Cena's backup was coming because the theme song started playing. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
So is Mark Henry?
Yeah. Woody?
Why does he... The authority isn't there, so why the fuck are those two out there?
What? Because they're...
Stupid.
No, they're Seth Rollins' buddies.
That doesn't mean they get to interfere in the match.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It does. Well, who's going to tell them not to?
I wish Bill Cosby
Somebody. Who is in charge of this show?
Nobody. That's what I'm saying.
There's nobody in charge of this show.
No.
You know, people are in charge of Raw, but if something as unimportant as a pay-per-view... Fuck it.
It's a paper network.
Paper network.
But again, John Cena has no friends because he's a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dickhead.
Won't this count as the end?
Yeah.
Go.
Well, no, but that's a table.
The move.
That would be a table going through him.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
Oh, no.
Well, that was stupid.
That was like the worst work punch I've ever seen in my life. That's from John Cena. I've seen a lot of shitty work punches. Okay, that's a shitty bump to take for a guy that had a pain addiction problem.
He was addicted to pain?
To Somas.
Oh.
Hell of a pump for Mercury to take.
Mercury?
Mercury.
That's his name, Joey Mercury.
Oh.
Otherwise known as Joey Spicoli.
Oh. I call him Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Wow. Look how they put
It tomato.
Okay.
You call it tomato.
Okay.
Call it masturbato. Call it masturbato.
Let's jack the whole thing off.
Yeah, just screw this match.
Yeah, screw this match.
If you're not down with that, I got two words for you. Suck it.
Oh. I thought you were going to say, hey, buddy.
No. Oh, I know what's going to happen now.
Really? You figured it out?
Yeah, he's going to try to suplex
it. He's going to do that move?
I tweeted asking, can I just watch the ladder match again?
No shit, right?
Oh, yeah, miss.
You know what? They're smart not putting this on last, though, because it doesn't have the quality of match. Pete,
He doesn't know how to carry people.
Well, no, the other guy's a much better worker than him.
Yeah, see, that's wrong. He's a better worker.
Much better.
Much better.
And the show is dragging.
Yeah. Like it's Ricky Steamboat.
Arm dragging?
No, just dragging. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Pushing it.
Hogan. That was a great counter. Fucking way to go, Rollins.
Counter after counter in this match.
You want to lay down on the table and then and let him go through the table and you win.
Yeah.
Damn.
Is he selling or has he hurt his ankle?
I'm sure he's selling. Because in 3 minutes he won't be doing that anymore.
We'll see. He's a good worker, so there's a chance he will. But then again, he's in the WWE. So those good worker habits have been pushed out of him.
Matches are on?
Well, you got the main event. You got
a friend.
AJ and Nikki. You got AJ and Nikki. And you have Rusev and Swagger.
Oh, right. I forgot about that one.
You got 3 matches left after this I can think of.
Jesus.
And some sort of angle, I'm guessing. Maybe an entertainment section.
Seriously, though?
What's in that case?
I was going to say, Raw this last Monday had 34 minutes of wrestling in a 3-hour show.
Yes.
3-plus hours. NXT had 53 minutes of wrestling in a 2-hour show.
And really? That's it?
That was it, yeah. This show, I got to give them this. It's being loaded with wrestling. I'm sure of the first 90 minutes here, I'd be willing to bet that upwards of 70 minutes are wrestling.
I say 50. So there hasn't been a whole lot of...
It's been a lot of wrestling. It's been...
There's been a lot of wrestling, but not a lot of...
It's been what a pay-per-view...
What was it last be, last right? time? It was like 110 minutes? Or sorry, yeah. And 70 minutes of wrestling in the 3-hour
show?
Well,
they had, Vince out and fucking, all that. It was Raw.
Yeah, it really was.
This is actually what a pay-per-view used to be.
Pretty much, yeah. And it's better than last month.
This is like ECW.
A little bit.
It's an ECW pay-per-view. But it should be an ECW.
What is that?
He's going to do the...
Oh, he's doing the five-knuckle shit?
See me.
Oh, damn.
Oh, a ref bump. Awesome, that's what we needed in this match. Nice.
That was cool. Very athletic from Rollins.
Yeah.
That was... Like,
well, he's wearing black pants.
Parkour.
He's got those rubber pants, right?
He'll miss.
Let's him move. Let's him move.
Oh, God. I mean, I guess he wins. He wins.
So there is no ref. Why? There's a lot of broken tables around that haven't been broken with anybody going through them in the smack so far.
That's stupid.
Yes, that evidence has... It has the body print of Rollins, not Cena, on it. But the
Sting will come out.
If one of Seth Rollins' gloves fits, you must acquit.
You know damn well.
Okay, there was more wrestling in that first hour than there was all of Raw on Monday.
Yeah.
There was 35 minutes of wrestling in that first hour.
There you go.
And that's with opening video and all that shit. A Rollins, we had a Rollins promo. Oh, yes, that's right. We're a ship
you
without
got
a captain.
A friend in me.
Not John Cena. You know what? This might be where this is maybe this is where Orton comes out, because, yeah, the three-on-one thing is ridiculous. But then again, he's Super Cena, and he doesn't fucking need anybody else. Fuck you, I'm Super Cena. I'm going to beat up Brock Lesnar next month.
You will?
And he's going to face him. Well, that is impressive. That is very impressive. I don't care if they're small. That's super impressive. You see that?
Yeah. No. Seen him do it a million times. Seriously, at WrestleMania, he fucking did Big Show and Edge.
Yeah, the difference was when he did them, I mean, they were bigger. But the difference was he didn't even take a step. He, like, got them up and just threw them over. Here he walked across the ring with these guys.
Yeah.
With the two of them on him. Very impressive.
Oh, sure. It's not unique, though.
That's another
impressive thing that John Cena does.
He doesn't do a lot of impressive. Don't say another. It's one of the few impressive things he's ever done.
He's going to hold on to
that. He does a squat. He does squat thrusts.
He is a strong guy.
Yeah. He takes pills.
What are you talking about? He's never failed a test.
Oh, right. Why are you caring to do this now when the ref is out? Oh, co-winners.
Oh, that is exactly what we're doing. We got our second fuck finish of the night.
We have co-winners.
Yeah.
We have our second fuck finish of the night.
So there's
that. Technically, I remember the very first ever table match that they had between the Dudleys and the Hardy Boys, and that technically doesn't count as a table because they went through it together instead of somebody putting the other one through it. That is not should not count. That's bad refereeing. This match better be restarted.
Is that Joey Morella?
It must be that.
Or is it Wayne Hart?
It must be that.
The biased Wayne Hart.
Biased Wayne Hart.
Everyone's going to be controversy.
Both of their hips fit at the same time going through the door.
Which one?
Oh, that better not be the finish.
Why not? Oh. I hope it is.
No.
Then we can move on to something else.
Keep on having this Cracker Jack match.
No, but then the man they call B is correct. Triple threat.
Hey. Well, no, Rollins doesn't win the number one contendership.
And
it's just
John
Cena, loses
Cena wins at WrestleMania. Hooray for the main fucking time.
Yeah, who's he facing in WrestleMania? Have you heard?
Shane Douglas.
No. Yeah, for the main
Bray Wyatt.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, see, this is
fresh. I've never seen this before.
Oh, no, he won. No, he won.
There's going to be a tournament.
No, he won. No, you
restart the fucking match. Oh. These two aren't even the referees in the match. How can they declare the winner? I told you they were going to restart the match. It was obvious the whole time.
This is shit.
That's exactly what they needed to do. Ooh, it's a cool dive. It's not that bad a match. It's just that I don't care about these guys, especially Cena. Not that the match is bad, I just don't.
Does this count? If he goes through the Spanish announce table, does that count?
I would think so, yeah. But not if it doesn't fucking break when it's supposed to. The hole just got fucking cleaned.
Excellent.
One guy down, two to go.
Fuck, that looked like that hurt because it did not break. And that was the planned spot. And Rollins is like, okay, what am I supposed to do now? The match didn't finish where it was supposed to, and that really, really hurts.
Oh, he's going to jump in, and he's going to go through the table.
I like how trending now is Cena versus Rollins when they're asking you to tweet tables match.
Yeah. Well, they do suck balls, though.
Is Michael Cole still out? And JBL, did you see that?
Michael Cole got wiped
JBL
right
just
out.
JBL just threw his headset down in disgust.
He He did legitimately, because he bounced off it, if it broke, he'd be fine. Because he bounced off it, he rolled over right onto him and wiped him right out.
Oh, good. It's the Big Show.
Because, you know what? That's a match I need to see again and again and again.
What? John Cena finally got his hands on the Big Show on Monday.
Yay!
You know, not like at WrestleMania 20.
Or any of the other billion times. Remember when he put him through that light fixture? That, spotlight or whatever? That was, what, 2006?
Something like that, yeah.
Fuck off,
hey,
Willie,
go over here.
Hey, eat the last piece, Adam. The last piece is yours. You're
okay.
Wait, he'll stop. I mean, well, he won't.
No.
Oh!
You do the single stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. Roman Reigns.
There you go. So Roman Reigns versus Big Show is the next match.
Yeah.
We have to look forward to on Raw tomorrow.
Going out.
At least he's getting the superstar reaction he needs to get.
Well, he's the superstar of the year.
Yeah, I don't believe that was a shoot. I know they say it was a shoot thing. I don't think that was. He doesn't look like he's in good shape, actually.
He never really looked like he's in good shape.
Well, he did. He did in developmental.
He's never really wrestled without a shirt.
Oh. That's a new sweater too, and new pants, and they look shitty. They look stupid.
Oh, damn it!
Of course. Like I told you, John Cena's gonna win this.
No, you know what? Roman Reigns' his new because he's got to believe that, right?
Yeah.
But his other saying there, look at it. Blood runs cold.
Yeah, no shit. This looks dumb looking outfit.
Glacier.
Chili McFreeze.
That'll get over.
Well. He is selling it the way he should, of course.
I was watching Raw from 1996 on the network, and it's the Ringmaster, the Million Dollar Champion.
Yeah.
And about five times during his squash match there, Vince McMahon goes, "Look at this man. He is stone cold."
Well, I thought it was his wife who gave that term.
Yeah.
I wonder when he came to Vince with it, he probably liked it. So now I was thinking that myself.
Ow.
Ow. Now let's go do some steroids together.
Getting a lot of retweets on my... And it's Glacier. Wait, that's Roman Reigns.
Stupid outfit. That was an incredible match. Unbelievable. Well, they tried. It wasn't a bad match. I don't care about John Cena. And I don't care as much about Reigns or Rollins as I should.
Both 30 men won, match.
Yeah, there you go. They made the final decision.
Have that now.
You just got knocked out. How'd you get back up, you jackass?
He's fine.
You're knocked out.
No, he was just knocked down.
But he gets up again.
Oh, he gets up again. But he was knocked out. Oh, great. For the millionth time in a row, Brock. John Cena, world champion.
Okay,
again.
2 months in a row, though, they've announced the main event of the next show
True.
At the show.
That's a good thing. That's a positive. We're trying to come up with some. That's one.
Yeah. The night I go to WrestleMania.
Is Brock Lesnar going to win? Or yes. John Cena?
It'll be John Cena. Yep.
Oh, good.
So then, yeah.
I hope so.
Because it'll be Roman Reigns is going to win the title from Lesnar at WrestleMania. If that goes on last, and I know it's going to, I mean, it's just so far from the match that I'll be most excited to watch, right?
Yeah.
You know what's going to happen. Right?
No, I have no idea.
What's going to happen at the Royal Rumble?
And Rollins catches it in and walks out with the belt? I don't think so. It's a good idea, but I don't think they have the guts to
do it. I think Rollins will cash it in on his former Shield Knight.
Shield Knight? What's that meme of that? What do you mean by that?
They were in the Shield together.
Oh, new gay. Do you think the show come back?
No, well, eventually. Talk
about way to expect the unexpected. I'm here to probably on that, you know, that retro wrestling. The show might come back to fight Evolution again. They really never finished that
feud.
Feud, yes. That's right. Because the Shield broke up before they could even finish that feud.
It's true. Batista went to go be a movie star.
Yeah. Huge movie star. You know what?
Second biggest movie star in wrestling history.
Right.
Technically, he might even be the biggest box office draw right now.
Maybe.
Better than The Rock?
Almost.
The Rock's not a draw at the movie.
I mean, but The Rock is a big movie star.
He's a big movie star, but not a draw.
A huge movie star.
He's a huge movie star, but not a draw.
Oh. He's a huge movie star, is he? Like The Rock.
Has it been that long?
What?
Will it have been 4 months?
Yeah.
A month? No. September?
September, yes.
I guess so, you're right.
Jesus. Well, it's been longer for him.
Nikki, coming up next, you put your championship on the line.
Oh, goody.
You know, Byron, I don't have a lot of things to say about AJ. To be honest, I am so sick of talking about her. AJ's just jealous of me because I have things, well, I have a lot of things that she doesn't. And that's
Brie can interfere.
On a side note, Brie, after everything Nikki's put you through this year...
So
why is the twin sisters like 4 inches taller than the little sister?
Yeah, I know.
But blood is thicker than water. And nothing, certainly not some annoying little phony like AJ will ever.
Could it be a swerve?
Yep.
Ever.
I was just thinking that.
That really came off like, hey, it's a swerve, dudes.
Yeah, dudes.
Yeah. Dudes.
Dude.
RBD.
AJ was retiring.
We can only hope.
She wins the belt tonight. She won't retire.
Who knows? I don't know.
Actually, you know what's more appropriate is who cares?
Okay. That's a good word.
Who cares?
That's a good word.
This is the only match he watches. His wife. CM Punk.
CM Punk?
He's married to AJ.
Oh, that's right. I thought you were talking with Dean Ambrose and the girl that was with
Renee Young.
Renee Young. Yeah. This is really a stupid song.
Of course it is.
Oh, look! John Cena's coming out of the ring! He's wearing pink! No way, that's yellow and red. Damn it.
Did you chub up a little bit watching that, Fabry? Looked like you chubbed up a little.
I'm sorry.
Watching those two women kiss.
I don't know what's worse, that you chubbed up a bit, or that Mo was staring at your cock long enough to see that you chubbed up. In fact, I do know what's worse.
It wasn't a stare. It was a quick peek.
Uh-huh. What?
I think it was like 8 quick peeks.
Well, I was just making sure before I accused them.
Okay, well, but to talk about this match they just sent online, use the hashtag chub up.
Chub up.
Let's get chub up trending.
Well, maybe over Nikki, but certainly not over AJ.
It's jazzercise, everyone. What's that number 02 stand for?
Hey,
her jail number?
But John Cena is fucking her.
Who is?
John Cena's her boyfriend.
Oh! I didn't know that. No wonder.
This one right here, who's got the body of a 13-year-old boy, is married to CM Punk. Yeah. And the one who's got fake everything is dating John Cena.
Oh.
That's how you can tell.
You can tell that John Cena's been taking steroids.
Oh, he's been injecting it into her ass. The hard way. Literally.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In fact, I heard that 30 men were about to enter her ass.
Her ass. Well, that was China.
All right.
This is a porno. Oh, sorry.
Fuck AJ. Eat something. It's gross.
AJ Lee?
Yes. She's just a little too skinny.
Eat some meat.
SummerSlam.
Beat my meat. SummerSlam.
You know, you can beat our prices.
But you can't beat our... whatever it's called.
You sure can't beat our meat. Americana Butcher Shop.
Americana Butcher Shop. You cannot beat our meat.
You cannot beat our meat.
You cannot beat our meat.
Ah, Marty. You cannot beat our meat.
Ah, I say Marty. No offense, Marty. But fuck your meat.
Who is that?
Oh, beautiful, beautiful move.
Oh, it's good that she's skinny and flexible for once. So gross.
Jerry Lawler just say he wanted to break her in half.
Well, see, she's makes sense. She's 27.
Jerry Lawler's like 47.
No, well, and so if you broke her in half, that would make her 13, and then Jerry Lawler would be attracted to her.
No, that
she's gross. Oh, so skinny.
That means Pat Patterson would have her way with him. Or,
eat some food! And Bree's too skinny too, but this is ridiculous.
Yeah. She's got a food allergy.
Yeah, allergic to all food apparently.
Yeah, so I think she's one of those vegans.
What's she got in her hands there?
I don't care.
No. That's a good point too.
You know what, sometimes
salad.
You add a lot to the show, I gotta admit.
Probably salad.
Lurking at the ringside? Is that Brie motherfucking Bella?
Oh, You know, people are complaining that the reason why matches in the main roster don't get over as good as the match that that terrific match that Sasha Banks and Charlotte had is because they don't have they don't get long enough matches.
Right.
But this is a long.
This is way too long. God damn, your dog stinks.
Yeah. Well, it's your fault.
I gave him one thing.
Yeah, I know.
He ate it right away. There's no way.
You gave him your bone, and now he stinks after. You've given my dog your bone, and you're staring at B's chub up.
Yeah. I've also been looking at your ass.
My ass. Jesus, it's like I've got a male version of Heath Slater.
Teddy Hart.
Heath Slater? Oh, the guy from Saved by the Bell?
No.
Oh. You know Jim Harbaugh was on Saved by the Bell?
Really?
Yeah, he was one of the teachers. Saw that on YouTube.
YouTube is a wonderful invention.
It really is. Getting a lot of play right now, my tweet that our evolution is kicking TLC's ass right now.
Well, it is. It is. This isn't horrid, but...
This is horrid.
Oh, the this is horrid, yes.
No, this is horrors. There's a difference.
This is a horror. These are two horrors beating each other up. They're pulling hair.
They're not horrors.
The whores.
No. They're not. They're two divas.
The whores.
Now, AJ's husband, he was a male whore.
Okay. Oh, are you talking about John Cena?
No.
Okay.
CM Punk.
Oh, okay. Why is that?
No CM Punk chant, by the way.
No. Respect for AJ.
AJ, yeah.
Yeah, respect.
Why is that? Yeah. Because he fucked every diva he could get his hands on.
Who's CM Punk?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I'm not saying I blame him, but it does make him a male whore.
Yeah, it does. What about Lex Luger? Putting pills in this.
Well, that makes him a killer.
Oh, go ahead. Okay.
It's different.
Now we're talking about different stuff.
Allegedly. Speaking of killers, someone we're going to have on our show very soon, Jimmy Snuka.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. B and I saw an interview with him on TNT.
Oh, yeah?
And so we called him up, and yeah, he's going to be on the show soon.
Maybe we should call him right now, because it'd be better than this fucking match.
You want to call him now? Okay, call him now. Here's the number.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for giving me a number for this video podcast.
Here is the number.
Thank you. I'll call it right now. Hold on.
Okay.
Deep, 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 deep.
Thank you, Mark.
Long distance, he's in Fiji.
Thank you, Fiji. Thank you, up, Mark. You kill your
wife. Hello. Hello.
Hey, is this Jimmy?
Wrong number.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. Is this Mo?
Yeah, this is. Is this Yokozuna?
No. No, man. This.
PG?
This is Jimmy.
This is Jimmy?
This is Jimmy.
Yeah? And, do you have any, chicks there with you?
They're sleeping.
They're sleeping, you
said. In the back by the fishes.
Ah. They're sleeping with the fishes?
You haven't been suplexing them, haven't you?
I guess there wasn't a swerve.
Oh, damn it.
I wish there had been. I want to save Jimmy for when people can hear him without all the distractions of, you know, the fellas having a shitty match in the background.
Yeah, yeah.
So, goodbye, Jimmy.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Don't mock Jimmy Smith. He's going to be back on soon.
Oh, he will be back on soon. I'm all looking for your other people.
That was a killer segment.
Oh, that's right. That's somebody else that we have on soon in the chair match.
The big guy. Ryback.
Oh, yeah.
The big guy will be on.
A lot of slammies still on this show.
So we have the US title. We have the chairs match.
Out.
We have the TLC.
Is she crying or laughing?
She's crying. Tears are actually coming out of her eyes. That's why the referee's checking.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining me at this time, please welcome the 2014 Slammy Award winner for Superstar of the Year, Roman Reigns.
Okay, so this is an excellent time for me to take a piss.
Okay. You
Roman
do that.
God, you made quite the impact. I told the whole world last month at Survivor Series that I'd be back.
And he was back.
I wouldn't just be back now. I knew I'd be back to make an impact.
And Triple H is going to knock you out and get the championship belt and carry this a couple.
Now that's it.
Yeah, this is dumb.
This is dumb.
And I'm here right now to be the first man to declare at the Royal Rumble match. You think I did damage last year? What do you see what I do this year?
They stare down. They're scaring me.
Believe
that. Look at you like me or something. It's really scary.
I'm
debating if he did steroids when he had that hernia. They just, you know, injected it into his,
Eat, sleep, conquer, beat, meat.
Remember this. Be fearless. Harness your hustle, loyalty, and respect. And they'll love you till your last breath. From your comfort zone.
Sorry, you got scratched. Kane?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Who's he facing?
Ryback.
Ryback?
Yeah.
Oh, goody.
Kane. It's Kane. You're just in time for Kane.
Did I miss a good Roman Reigns promo?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck
My
yes.
exact tweet is, and Roman cuts what I think was a promo, and I think he's in the Rumble, I think.
Oh, okay.
P.S. I think. Oh, look, it's Goldberg.
Feed.
A mini Goldberg.
Except for Goldberg's was feed me boar skin.
I got a stain on my shirt. What's that from?
That's from a cake.
Oh, okay.
Modesta Lewinsky?
I was worried that it was from him chopping up.
Ah, yes. That's the start of his comeback.
You're not wearing blue, are you?
Maybe.
Oh. They could be more Malinowski.
This sucks.
On a level of 1 to 70, out of how much this will suck, what do you give it?
69, dude!
Well, I wonder if that retard in the fifth row is wearing the John Cena red hat. It's a every pay per view.
But how many pay per views?
I have no idea. I lost count. I can't count that high.
I believe that.
I know. I'm dumb. Oh. Duh! Why do they keep hitting their head and they're going, duh?
So, Ryback's on the main roster, and Finn Balor has to be trained how to work.
Yeah.
He wins.
But he'll,
he's moved to a chair.
I think he'll learn.
Right now he can be carried.
He could probably be carried.
Kane can carry him.
Yeah. Kane could.
Yeah, right. He's on the main roster?
Kane?
No, right back.
Okay, so John Cena, this is a real tweet from him. From November 6th.
Who?
That somebody has retweeted tonight.
From who?
John Cena.
Okay.
Says, relationships involve sacrifice. But never sacrifice who you are. It more than likely was what started the relationship in the first place.
Right.
Yeah.
Made sense. Good advice.
Thanks, Cena.
Made sense.
Yay, Cena.
Yeah, Cena, you jackass.
Fuck you, Cena.
Seaman.
Seaman? John Seaman?
John Seaman.
Seaman? Oh, no. He's in the Navy?
No, I call him John Seaman.
Yeah, but yes, so he's in the Navy.
No,
he's a seaman.
And then, well, they used to do that with Kelly, right?
Yeah.
Let's go seaman, seaman sucks.
Seaman, seaman, seaman sucks. Seaman, seaman, seaman sucks. Seaman, seaman sucks. Oh,
boy. I think that's a good song.
Remember, they named the baseball stadium that the Polka Dot Dogs play in.
Yeah.
Seaman Stadium?
John
after Kelly, after Kelly Kelly.
They did.
Maybe it's after John Cena.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Hey, do you think John Cena fucked Kelly Kelly?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
They were gay.
You're gay?
No, no, I'm not gay.
You are gay.
No, I'm not gay.
Yeah, you see.
That's hey, remember that we were watching before we started watching this?
Herc.
Before we were watching this, we were watching the Blu-ray extras of the Macho Man DVD.
Yes.
And there was the Jake Roberts story with the snake that was needed to be devenomized.
That snake better be devenomized.
Anyways, that was great.
Yeah.
Can we watch that again instead of this?
I think so.
Please, Adam.
Roman Reigns returns. Roman Reigns returns. Oh my god.
Was that from Mark?
Okay, I think it's safe to say this tables match is a classic. I don't know who that is. I've got your Twitter handle right now. I'm going to hunt you down and kill you for being stupid.
They're a retard.
They worked hard. They did. I mean, I
don't give a
hard.
Fuck.
I just can't care.
He worked hard.
I just can't give
it's
a shit.
It's okay sense. That you're really shitty, but you worked hard.
My finger hurts.
I like this. This tweet right here from Brandon Stroud is pretty good. I'm going to favorite it. This Sami Zayn versus Adrian Neville chairs match is great. Although my brain could be malfunctioning and showing me happy memories from before I die. Matt Man Podcast says, moron with a Matt capital Mo. Moron with a capital Mo. WWTLC. Ryback sucks. These are hashtags. I don't get it. I don't get hungry. I stay hungry. Believe in Santa. Dumb as fuck. It's true. Dumb as fuck should actually trend on Twitter every time Ryback wrestles from now on.
Why?
Because,
You didn't hear that.
He hit me Goldberg.
No. Because CM Punk said that he wrestled the guy and that he hurt him. And then they wrestled again and he hurt him again. And he walked over to him and said, okay, either you're doing this on purpose, and I want you right now to tell me that you're doing it on purpose, or I want you to tell me you suck and you're dumb as fuck. And Ryback looked at him and said, I'm dumb as fuck.
Okay, he's dumb as fuck.
So that needs to trend on Twitter.
Okay, alright. CM Punk is
convenient of him to. Oh, look at the back knee.
Acne. Too much steroids.
Not a Ryback.
Ryback's on steroids.
Ryback acne?
Acne.
Ryback acne.
Acne. He's acne pads.
Yeah, OxyCube.
Fucking hour to go.
Yeah, oh, God.
Seriously? I know. Seriously.
It's already 8 o'clock past my bedtime.
Yeah. I'm feeling that way, too.
Yes, me too.
I'm so glad we saw that first match.
Yes. I told you that was going to be the best match.
Yeah. We should have got on last.
Hit him with the chair and get this stupid thing over with, please.
Yeah, does it end as soon as he gets hit with the chair?
Please?
Damn. Please? I don't know how this works.
Well, it's over! Hit him with the chair!
Please be over.
Please be over. You damn fuck.
So what is there? Is this match and then the main event, right? Mm-hmm. The main event should be good.
I hope.
Oh yeah, it should be good. Yeah.
Better be. Has to be.
Has to be.
Got to be. Got to be. Gorilla.
Got to be. You know what? TLC matches are better than when there's actually something to climb for. Rather than pins.
A brass ring, I already told you.
Or John Cena climbing a chair and slipping and hitting his head. Getting pretty hit brain damage at the same time.
You'd have to have a brain to damage, wouldn't you?
Or concussion. Maybe.
Oh, this is stupid.
Just dragging.
This is really.
And they're doing a lot of wrestling, but it's just dragging.
It's like Ricky Steamboat.
Dragging. Oh, go through the chair.
Or like Pat Patterson.
Or Jerry Sandusky.
Canyon. Dragging.
Fagging?
Dragging.
Oh.
Big Vito.
Fagging?
Like Big Vito.
Or Perry Saturn.
Oh, Perry Saturn.
Oh, that guy was worse.
They're chanting, feed me more.
Yes. Saturn. Doesn't Saturn look like...
At least they're relevant.
Rayback? Ryback? A little bit. Duh. I'm hungry.
Yeah, wrong side, you jackass.
Wrong side, you jackass.
They're just into chanting.
Yeah, that's fine.
No, that's fine.
That was awesome.
You like that?
They said BB Morey threw a chair in his face.
You know, when you put it that way, you're right, that was pretty awesome. Now I think about it.
Ask and you shall receive.
Yeah.
You damn motherfucker.
So you're enjoying this match, is what you're saying.
I know, it's fun. To make fun of these people. That's how wrestling is so complex, but now it's really fun.
Does it go for a tombstone?
Tombstone!
There we go.
No. What?
I wonder if we ask Kane right now after this match, if he'd say he hurt him.
Yeah.
You hurt me. You really did. Right. You really hurt me by winning this match.
Huh. And also ironic because the chair never actually played into the finish in any way, shape, or form.
No.
That's stupid.
Just the shell shock.
I think he's hurt his arm there, right?
Well, he could just be selling.
Seriously, though.
I'm hoping he broke his arm.
Me too.
Me too.
Probably just tore him.
Tore bicep.
Was he jogging in the ring?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the type of build of the type of person who would tear biceps.
Is this the fifth time we've seen this fucking commercial?
It's Lego? Is it
only, that's all?
Lego?
Only five?
No, they're fucking figures.
Oh, great. John Cena wins for me.
You know, the one part, those Mattel movable figures. The Daniel Bryan one, you can use it to grab somebody's tie and pull it up.
Well, it is Daniel Bryan from back then. So that's not exactly what it looks like now.
And Brian Kelly will be there.
What was this about the game plan and the Condemned?
It's WWE week on USA.
I still say they got to show the movies. They got to put the movies on. That's the next thing they got to put on the network. You have what, like 20 movies now in their library?
Oh no.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, they gotta put those on
this
there.
This isn't even on the card.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay. Damn it!
I'm not even kidding you. This is probably like my second most anticipated match on the show.
The Russian guy.
Yeah, against the American guy.
Oh, good.
For that American belt. That'd be good. Fine. The only problem with... I know this will be a pretty good match. And I like Swagger. Seeing he's not going away. The only problem is, unfortunately, nobody thinks he's going to win, so this will have no heat. Because there is literally...
Oh, there'll be heat.
There is literally zero chance he'll win.
There'll be heat.
I guess. We'll see. I don't know.
There'll be some Spanish heat.
Is that different? Not Jillian doing the announcing? Is that what's her name?
The chick. That's the SmackDown chick. The fucking Cody's bitch.
Oh, okay.
Cody's bitch?
Yeah.
Woman.
Oh, woman.
Respect, please.
Woman, please.
Her name is Nancy.
Nancy, okay. Nancy Reagan.
He's already selling the ankle. Cool. There will be no heat, because nobody thinks Swagger can win. Well,
she's going to cut a promo now.
Doesn't matter. Nobody thinks Swagger can win. He can't win.
Is she really from Russia?
No. She's Puerto Rican.
Oh, okay. Puerto Rican.
Like, the first feud, it was unlikely he would win, but there was a slight outside chance that they could have let him win. But now, no.
Yes, we know about that.
He's got a...
Well, Cody's woman got to say the last word. She announced
it. Jack Swagger has like a coil of shit on the back of his tights here.
Who? Jack Swagger?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Does he?
Look.
I'll see it.
You made the fine glass to see that shit.
You think he shit his pants?
Yeah, probably.
Like CM Punk?
Yeah. Or John Cena.
No, John Cena. I don't know if John Cena's ever shit his pants in the ring. Well, CM Punk actually shit his pants in the ring.
So does Sid.
Yeah, Sid did.
Well, it's a snake. You thought that was a turd. It's the snake thing they got. That's his gimmick thing, remember?
Yeah, the coily thing of shit.
No, it's a snake. It's not a giant turd.
Why not?
It does look a lot like a giant turd.
It looks like a fucking giant turd.
Why can't it be both?
Okay, so that's...
All I know is that snake better be devenomized.
It better be devenomized.
Keep that in your pants and smoke it. That's why they come Swagger. Jackass Swagger.
Wait, they showed an old Mr. Fuji match on one of the TNTs, and his finishing move was a Vader bomb. They called it the Bonsai Drop.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. Actually, I love that. That continuity is so important.
Yeah, well, if you're going to go all the way.
Oh, can he jump out of the ring?
You think we're going to see Rusev against The Rock or not?
Oh.
Because he cut the promo on him again.
When?
Slammies.
Did he?
Yeah, when Rock won for insulting him.
Oh.
What?
I thought that was a pre-show thing.
No, it was in the thing. He said...
I may have given up on Raw. I'm not going to lie.
We're gonna get you back for what you did.
Oh well, then yes, it's done. Yeah.
We have a plan. And we're gonna get you for what you did.
Yeah, Rock and Rusev then. Yeah, for sure.
Rock and Roll Wrestling.
This would be a weird finish out of nowhere and stupid with little build or heat.
Yeah.
On the other hand, he's in this hole for way too
long.
Jack Swagger never gave up. But he passed out to the pain.
But they already did that, remember? When he lost to him on the rematch on Raw?
They're doing it again. You think he's going to jack off?
Probably.
He could.
He could. He
could.
He could.
You gotta finish this, well, you know, because you can't go
past... Oh, no, he's not out.
Well, you can't
go... He's going to power out.
It doesn't matter. This pay-per-view's only got another, like, 50 minutes. You can't go past 9 o'clock because of the next show that's going to be on.
That's true. What's going to be the after show?
I hear Vince McMahon's going to cut a promo.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
This was designed to get a huge reaction from the crowd. It's not. I don't know how it is that Jack Swagger, every time I see him and think he can't get worse hair, he manages to get worse hair.
It's awesome.
That's his real gimmick. Not this American thing. His shitty hair.
He should be a surfer. Ooh. He has shitty hair.
That haircut actually reminds me of Steve Austin's in WCW. It's awful.
That's tremendous.
Who would do that?
Saying Steve Austin.
I'll never get over
it. Saying Swagger Austin.
It's going to be a count-out victory?
Oh, goody.
This feud must continue with the count-out victory?
Really? Does it really have to be?
Oh.
Right. That
oh, no, he's... But will he get in time?
I like the referee that yelled, one,
yeah. Two. All right, that's it. This time it's over.
It's over.
That's gotta be Kane.
It's over.
It's over.
It's over.
Just be done.
Just be done, for God's sakes.
I just want to have the main event.
I just want to have the...
Yeah, you know what? If you get to this over now, you'll get the main event on a little past 8:20. He didn't tap, but he passed out again?
Yep.
But he never tapped.
No, he passed out.
The main time in a row he passed out? What was he taking before Matt?
Well, another person has failed the country. I love JBL.
Same person.
Yes.
See, every time that
Russian flag?
No, but every time it makes the bang for the Russian flag, I always think it's like somebody's music about to start.
Yeah, yeah.
Like someone's running down.
Oh, goody! It's a Rock!
Maybe later. Let's see.
The
main event will go about 20... Yeah, the main event should be... I think this show will be over about 8:45, so we should have time for an end show. Pre-show, because there's no way this next match goes fucking 40 minutes.
Yeah, it's not Sami Zayn, Adrian Neville.
No. Is that how long the way? It did come pretty close, didn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
I was laughing and going, shaking the thing that he said, some kind of stupid thing.
It's one pissed off Mexican.
Is he a Mexican?
He's a Bulgarian.
Bulgarian.
An epic battle.
Oh, it's handy they have this commercial ready to go.
Yeah.
John Seaman, get it right, them nuts.
Yeah, fuckers.
I hope he gets
this. This is, they're billing this as John Cena 3?
Well,
Cena Lesnar 3, which technically isn't a Cena Lesnar 5.
The final chapter.
I really hate that keep calm and don't ever give up shirt. God damn.
I also I hate it too.
You hate it?
I hate so much.
Me too.
Here we are 6 weeks away from the Royal Rumble from Philadelphia. Not only
so much.
Yeah, would that be 5?
Yeah, technically.
A Thuganomic one.
Yeah.
The Extreme Rules one.
Yeah.
And then
SummerSlam.
SummerSlam, Night of Champions, and then this.
And then this. But the billing is...
So it's gonna be Brock Lesnar and Triple H or WrestleMania 32.
Brock Lesnar and Triple H?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. They've already done that. They had a trilogy.
Dean Ambrose and Brock Lesnar.
WrestleMania 30. Who do I think is gonna face Brock Lesnar? Not at this year's SummerSlam, but the one in Cowboy
yeah.
Stadium 32.
I think Frank Mir.
Maybe.
Frank Mir?
Frank Mir will face Brock Lesnar in Cowboys Stadium.
Who's Frank Mir?
A UFC fighter.
Oh, it'll be in the UFC.
If he stuck around, who would he face for WrestleMania 32?
Oh, I know.
The Rock.
The Rock?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, definitely.
I can
Rock
see it.
Rock. Or Steve.
I can see it.
Or Steve.
Hi. Everybody is the producer, who we have to thank for booking all our guests. She's the one who got us in touch with Jimmy Snuka earlier tonight. And that's what a producer does, it books your radio show guests. So.
Okay.
So, she's responsible for all the great content you guys hear. And keeping us running smoothly. And we want to thank her for her efforts. Thanks, producer person. I'm just putting you over for all the great guests you've booked for the show.
What is happening? She got
a
Snuka's phone number.
That's right. Johnny, that great Snuka stuff was because of her.
Yeah.
Well, that'll sound good on the podcast.
Yeah.
Push the table some more.
Don't say you will.
Huh?
Don't say you will.
I don't know.
Okay. Well.
One more match. One more match. Oh. I'll agree with that part.
Why? That was his gimmick. What's wrong with the rocking chair?
Yeah.
The fact that he was pissed that it was destroyed, that was stupid.
Good point.
But actually having the rocking chair was actually different.
True.
That's why you
had to
get rid of it.
I was talking about the second part.
Where you get me that t-shirt?
So when does... It's going to be Sting come in and cost Bray Wyatt the match?
I think so.
You think it's going to be Sting versus Bray Wyatt now?
Oh, God, no.
I don't know. Both of the... Wyatt family guys in their singles matches lost tonight. The first two, right? Well, the last guy, will the leader lose too? I think Bray's gonna win, except for they don't like to send you home without. Like, they don't like the heel to go over in the main event.
Right. But.
Very interesting they're letting these guys end the show, though. Really is.
Yeah.
It certainly wasn't promoted like it's the main event.
Well, it was the one that was announced at last show.
Yes, but it wasn't promoted during the Raws like it was the main event.
You really should have Steve Austin managing Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, that's never going to happen. They would like that too. It's never going to happen.
Oh.
Very interesting. Kind of a vote of confidence.
this is actually twice in the last what? Because he also main evented
Heck in a Sec.
So this is two times in the last 3 months that he's been in the main event.
Yeah. Well,
interesting.
Maybe this has something to do with Black Friday.
Maybe it does.
Hmm?
Maybe it does. With all those Cyber Monday, Black Friday.
Loses.
I almost think. What's that? Oh, you like that DA?
Yeah.
Actually, that does. That looks cool. I like that too.
Yeah, well, that would be the hoodie that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, Ambrose section. It said Ziggler section in the opening match.
Did it?
Yeah.
There's the hoodie, yeah.
Yeah, but there's all the signs that go up now, right? Lunatic Fringe.
They really need to get that music. I don't care what it costs. They gotta get that music for it.
They're trying to get the
music. What music?
Lunatic Fringe song.
Oh. Yeah, but... Like, with all this stuff with Heath Slater, right? Do they want to be involved with another rapist?
Tom Cochran?
Yeah.
When he raped somebody.
Oh, what was it? 87? 97. Good year.
Well, they just need to get a cover version.
There you go. You could do that. You could do like the WCW used to do with Pearl Jam and Nirvana songs. Right?
Exactly. Just get a cover version of that same song. Just get like the D-Generation X Band to sing it or something.
Yeah. Or Michael Hayes.
Jimmy Snuka.
Well, it's a lunatic friend.
Exactly.
I forget where I was in Vegas. And there was an announcement.
When you were drinking a lot.
Oh, no, it was in the airport.
Oh.
When we were getting ready to go on the plane. And we were on the plane. And like the pilot, when they come on to do their thing. And they're like, well, hello, folks.
Michael Hayes is flying
Michael
airplane.
Michael Hayes is flying airplane.
Doc Hendricks.
Oh, I didn't think they were allowed to drink when they flew.
Did you hear he's Michael Hayes is apparently rumored to be the next member of A New Day.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, that would make sense.
Yeah.
A New Day?
What's he got here for his new ring gimmick here?
Was the whole arena, I didn't really see, was the whole arena lit up with the phone gimmick there?
Yeah, they did the phone gimmick.
Okay.
We're making fun of this match. Oh.
And the producer has joined us to give commentary. Will this be your on-air debut? Come on. What do you think of who do you think is going to win? Who do you favor? What do you think will be the psychology of this match?
Dean Ambrose.
Wow.
You sound
good.
Now you're on We Talk Wrestling, so say it again, but curse this time.
Yeah.
Dude, fucking Ambrose.
There you go.
You can stop him. Oh, he's bleeding.
Already. No, it's just his tattoos like that.
Oh. Can we watch the ladder match again?
This practically is.
That's true. And it's probably...
less tattoos.
Dean will probably want to beat that.
Well, yeah, he will. I'm sure they both will. You're put on last, you're in the main event spot, you'll want to beat it. But like I say, just something about climbing the ladder that's very exciting. If they had that, maybe they could. If they had the brass ring up there.
Mm-hmm. The sign in the crowd there that talked about CM Punk joining the UFC.
What did it say?
It's like CM Punk in the UFC, and then the rest of the words were too small. So, good job, whoever wrote that sign.
Look, UFC is a big word for somebody in Cleveland to spell.
That's true. Well, I don't think it was spelled right. I just made it. I think it actually said UCF.
University of Central Florida?
Central Florida, I think, yeah. That guy looked like he was from Kissimmee.
What about Kent State?
Yeah. That guy's from Kent State right there.
Yeah?
Who is?
Whoa. He was just going to say hi to his girlfriend.
Yeah, apparently.
Hello.
Oh, it's Carla.
I'm kicking ass, but hello.
That really did look like her. So all his clothes are different, eh? He's gotten rid of those dumb pants that he had.
Wyatt?
Yeah.
These are better pants?
Well, these are awful, but yeah, they're better than what he had before.
He just raided Mick Foley's closet.
Yeah, pretty much.
Bang, bang! The Cactus Jack of all. Cactus Jack.
There you go.
Why is the dumb referee yelling at him to get in the ring? It's a TLC match. And the referee's like, come on, man, get in the ring.
Because that's his job.
To be an asshole?
No, to count to three. And he can't do that anywhere but in the ring.
So just sit there and wait.
He's just looking out for himself.
He can't count higher than three.
You have to spot him the one.
Yeah.
Well, how many referees are out there, actually? It's like three again?
I don't know. Well, they'll have to be around in case there's bleeding.
So they can get the gloves on.
You're bleeding.
You're bleeding.
There's at least three I saw. Or maybe two. I can't tell. All those referees look alike to me.
Claire and I were watching 1984 wrestling on the network and found out that it was wrestling was very racist in 1984.
So that explains why he's a big fan.
It was a cringe show. Not because of that, but it was a cringe. Oh, there we go.
It's not because of that, but it didn't hurt, right?
Oh,
ouch. What'd he say? What are your
Cleveland Indians?
Oh, Cleveland Indians. I thought he said one of your favorite Indies.
Indians.
Your favorite Indians.
Oh.
Seriously. Tataka was in the front row.
Drunk.
Yeah.
Well, he was just saying hello to them. How was he doing it?
Hey, how are you? Hey, how are you?
Second turnbuckle on the inside. Dean Ambrose apparently goes to the Kevin Nash School of Grooming.
Better have nose hairs, is what you're saying? Oh, Flames lost their fifth in a row.
Ah, there we go. All things are normal in the world.
Things are back the way they should be.
All is right in the world.
For a little while there, cats and dogs were kissing.
Cats and dogs were playing with each other. Mass hysteria.
But now the Flames have lost fifth in a row.
Dogs and cats.
Things are back to normal.
Oh. Even though I forgot that that table was set up.
I hate you, Cole.
You really do.
Oh, is that what it is? Is it a last?
This match is over via pinfall.
Okay. Alright. Not via, what do you call it? I thought for a second it was a 10 count.
Oh, it's that.
Last man standing.
Last, yeah.
Which, actually, to tell you the truth, would have made sense for these guys.
No. It's a TLC pay-per-view. The last man standing pay-per-view isn't until February.
Oh. I thought that was called, what's it called, Fastlane?
Yeah, that's why.
Oh.
He is bleeding.
Is he?
Right there. Right there. See right there?
In his arm?
No, his arm, right.
No, yeah. That's a tattoo, I'm telling you.
Is it?
Oh, for Bray Wyatt?
On Bray Wyatt?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's a tattoo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it just looks like blood. Trust me, like the first three times we saw him, we kept on going, he's bleeding in the same spot again. We finally figured it out. It's just a tattoo.
Oh. Maybe you pay option.
What the hell is he doing? I love it when you get a new spot. This looks like it could hurt. I don't know what he has planned.
I feel like he's
producer, what do you think he has planned?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, there you go.
He's bleeding.
If he has his beef from the mouth, I don't think he is. Not a lot of heat, though, I'm getting from the crowd.
Two. See, they care.
7
people.
Well, he kind of didn't take anything there.
The eye area.
Yeah.
We should go and talk about the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. We're talking about Sting and Randy Savage and Elizabeth. Who else needs to go into the Hall of Fame?
Earl Hebner.
Mike Sharp.
No. Why? We never had a referee going.
Yeah.
Why not the Hebner?
Danny Davis,
see?
Danny Davis, sure. Well, we should have some referees go in, though.
Joey Morella?
Yeah, why not?
Wayne Hart?
Not that biased guy.
J.R. Foley?
That guy. I would love to see him in. I think he would have been great in the WWF. The problem is that he kind of, or the WWF, whatever. The problem is they kind of already had an act like him. Like he kind of wouldn't have been as unique there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think he would have been great.
Oh.
You mean because they already had Mr. Fuji?
Yeah.
Yes.
Kendo
stick.
A kendo stick.
You should know that. You don't, isn't that what you used to beat the kids with?
No, she uses a ladle.
She uses a ladle?
same thing as a kendo stick, but it's made out of...
Come on, are you allowed to get the strap or
no? No, a ladle is made out of clay.
I thought you were still allowed to get the strap to kids that misbehaved.
Oh, no? That's only in the Caribbean.
Oh.
That's where you get.
When I was a kid, they were allowed to give the strap. Yeah, look how I turned out.
You're like wrestling. What's wrong with you?
What is wrong with me?
My cousin's watching the pay per view in Ontario.
Ouch!
Facebook messaging me. He's like, "Hey, I watched the show."
But if you were allowed to give the strap, you would, though, wouldn't you?
No.
Yeah. Even to the little shits?
Even to the little shits.
Yeah. The strap isn't any good anyway unless you put, like, tie a nail in it.
That's true.
Or thumbtacks.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
What if you put a strap and you didn't hit them with it, but you just tied it around them, and then you dragged them to all four corners of the room?
Touching each corner.
It'd be a four corners match. You'd watch them scream.
The man they call B is really into this idea.
The only catch is, if the kid manages to touch the corner, that negates your corner, and you gotta
That's
start
right.
again.
Then the paint starts all over again.
A lot of setup for something that wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Oh, he got that extra half foot of elevation by standing on that ladder.
Well, that's kind of Dean Ambrose.
He's saying this is boring.
I think they're chanting "Let's go Ambrose," aren't they?
Let's go Wyatt.
Let's go Wyatt and a few Wyatt sucks chants. I don't think I don't see it the way this is going unless they turn it around. And don't get me wrong, there's a good 10-15 minutes to go in this match. And I know. The producer just went,
"Yeah, fuck yeah!"
But
you sound like a blonde bimbo.
What's that? Make you sound like what?
Like Kelly Kelly.
Like a blonde bimbo, did she say?
Yeah.
Are you saying that because I'm blonde?
You're
easy?
No, she's saying that because you're a bimbo.
Oh. Well, then it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. Dean Ambrose will be okay if you make fun of his...
Well, there's like 10-15 minutes to go, but they got to turn us around, otherwise they're not getting another main event anytime soon. Well,
who's Dean Ambrose facing at WrestleMania?
Mae Young. You know what? I've been trying to figure that out, honestly.
Mae Young.
Mae Young's dead.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So he has a chance to win that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has a chance.
They might book him to lose, but...
His girlfriend.
Honestly, I don't know.
Like, Wade Barrett is a decent...
Why would it bury?
Well, I'm waiting for... waiting for them to turn Sheamus.
If they turn Sheamus, that could work.
I could see the Sheamus turn, maybe. I could see a Rollins still, because I don't see who Rollins guy is.
I was going to say, Rollins, maybe they go... Mm.
They go out and have their final, like...
Well, they
know.
Do it for the ladder. They do it for the case.
Yeah, it could be, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Something like that. I mean, they're going to have the Battle Royal again to get everybody in there.
Where is the
Giant Invitational. I don't just see him in there. But, yeah.
Well, it's the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Andre the Giant actually isn't inviting people into the Battle Royal.
Only to drink.
He might be.
Remember that? Jason Segel? On Saturday, when he hosted Saturday Night Live, and it was Andre the Giant orders ice cream.
I remember, yeah. I remember that one, actually. You told me about that.
Yeah.
I went and found that one to watch.
All it was quotes from Princess Bride.
Yes.
Does it hurt the head? Does
it was vanilla. Doesn't that make you feel happy?
So. Engrossed in the action, are you? Yeah. Just so you know, when we say we love watching wrestling and we love it, it isn't because of this match.
No. It's because of people like Mr. Fuji.
And Dr. D. David Schultz. Good people like that.
You give us good shoes.
Alright, this will be a spot that people will talk about maybe for about 5 minutes.
This is like Triple H. This is like Shawn Michaels doing the elbow.
That's meant to get a much bigger pop than it did. That was meant to get everybody to stand up and go crazy.
Yeah.
And listen to it. The crowd is barely reacting.
No.
This is not a good reaction.
This match just went in reverse order. Yeah, this doesn't need 6 replays.
No.
I've seen much better people go for much higher and do much more spectacular things. Tonight,
this is not getting the reaction. And they're doing their part. They're trying, but it's just not. And I think a lot of it is just they saw so much in that first match. And also... It's 3 hours. They're fucking burned out.
You saying 3 hours? It's too damn long.
Yeah, it is. I think after watching NXT, every event except for WrestleMania should be 2 hours.
Like in your house?
Yes. In your house should be 90
minutes.
I don't
mind the 3 hours. Okay, here's a bigger ladder at least.
He'll miss.
I don't think so.
He's beating the hell out of him. Yeah, that ladder's much higher. And he's got to play to the crowd first.
There's another one behind him that's even taller, so... Is he going to do all three?
Probably. And then the third one he misses. They're not getting the reaction that they...
You know who comes out and costs Dean Ambrose this match, I figured out?
Seth Rollins.
No. Kalisto.
Kalisto?
Could be. I can see that.
Who's Kalisto?
He's a midget in NXT.
I don't think he's a little person technically. I think he's just okay, he might be.
He's a midget.
I like to see Little Beaver and him go at it.
You like to see Little Beaver come out? And, I mean, I'm okay with that, too. I wouldn't mind seeing a Little Beaver.
No, actually,
remember the way he was shaved?
Yeah, I do remember the little way the Little Beaver was shaved. Yeah, WrestleMania 3.
Shaving a beaver.
Yeah. No. There's Little Beaver all over this place.
It's a great line.
Bob Uecker.
Good old Bob Uecker.
Oh, fucking Uecker.
Let's watch that.
Oh, yes.
John Fogerty. He won. John Fogerty.
Yeah, fuck, it's John Fogerty.
Why is the crowd so dead? I don't get it, to be honest with you. Are they just burned out from the night?
Well, I mean, look at how much we're... think about...
Wait, why can't barely get to it?
You've seen so many table shots already. You've seen so many chair shots.
Yeah.
You've seen so many ladder spots already.
Don't forget the stairs shots from that 285-pound set of stairs.
I'll never forget those. Those will haunt me in my dreams. Again, going for Sister Abigail for a second time now. Ambrose relaxes, throws him off, shoulders down, and a kick out. See, the thing is, it's still too early. I don't think they want to go as late as they did last show, obviously. But it's still too early.
Well, that one was done dirt cheap.
Yeah, it was. I don't think the crowd's really as into that move anyways as his finisher yet. They're not totally dead, but they're just not loyal to main event, and they definitely didn't pop for those big spots the way they were supposed to.
The only thing that could save this show would be...
the guys are working their ass off again.
Yeah.
It's not a bad show, it's just... What's
that girl that does the interviews on the start of the show?
Renee Young,
yeah, she came to interfere.
Because that's her boyfriend?
Yes.
That will not happen.
Damn it. Renee Wyatt.
The only thing that could save this show would be Wyatt continues to cheat.
Why? Steal?
And the lights go out. And then there's a dong.
I don't know if that's the only thing that could save it, but it would help.
That's the only thing that could save it.
It's not a bad show, but...
No, this match, I mean.
This match isn't that bad either. Again, the trying hard, the big and big bumps. But it's... The trying hard, the taking big bumps, they got some original spots. Ambrose is very charismatic, but the problem is that they're kind of burned out. Again, like I say.
Now Hornswoggle can't watch the show.
Look, everybody, you're under the ring.
Now the crowd's gonna react. The event is dragged, that's all.
Yeah.
Just not enough sense to me that it's a blood feud the way that they want it to be. And that nothing's important enough. No, the ladder behind him was bigger than this ladder. That's what people are doing. Because he didn't grab the biggest ladder.
In the building?
Yeah.
I just see Cactus Jack and Ray Wyatt go at it. That would happen.
Is that guy dressed like Apollo Creed?
Consequences Creed?
Consequences Creed?
Or both?
Yeah. big ladder. It's not the biggest, but it's a big one. This is taking too long.
Yeah. Getting a lot of retweets from my Hornswoggle comment.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. People like midgets.
Well, you never know where they're being.
And there's one thing Jimmy Hart professed over and over and over on an episode of TNT. To never trust a midget.
What, about 5 more minutes?
Really?
Yeah, about that. See if they have one spot left that'll really get people talking.
No.
We'll see.
I know. Is that a guy or a chick?
Which one?
The one with the long blonde hair.
I'm pretty sure that was a dude.
Weird. Well, there we go. He's going to crush his larynx.
Holy
crap. Remember how great an end of that was when Randy Savage did it to Ricky Steamboat?
Yeah, I kind of remember that.
Yeah. It was a great angle, remember? He was out for a long time. It was great.
Just like this one.
Oh, yeah, this one's just as good.
Oh, go to the top, go to the top, go to the top.
The crowd will probably pop. Oh, yeah, the crowd will pop.
This is a big enough ladder.
Oh, yeah, it's big enough.
I'm okay with
this. He's going to do a splash.
No, he's going to do the elbow. He's going to do all three.
They'd both be knocked out.
The crowd again. Not really the reaction, I think. Better reaction. But not quite the reaction I don't think they're... I think they thought the whole crowd would go get up and scream and shit. Like, you know in the ladder matches back in the day at WrestleMania 17 or whatever, the whole crowd was just up and standing and clapping. Right?
Yeah, but...
For spots like that.
People cared about stuff. Right?
Yeah.
Jeff Hardy didn't...
I think this is less a...
They're getting there.
I think that this is such a struggle, it's less an indictment of these guys, and more just an indictment of the booking and the current... That's awesome. just the current way that they've killed the audience from caring.
Yeah.
It's less these guys, it's more the product.
Oh, no, I think it's these guys.
No, it's less these guys. It's more just the product in general.
Yeah.
What they've done to it. What they've done to the product.
The product in general, sure. But mostly these guys.
Or less these guys, actually.
Yeah, that's mostly these guys.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Not really these guys.
Just these guys.
But more just the product.
The product of these guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. Not these guys.
Why do you think it's Dean Ambrose's fault? You know who he reminds me of? Michael Keaton Batman.
What?
You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
Ah. He reminds me of Nakamura.
Who?
Exactly.
Tom Nakamura? Didn't we go to high school with him?
You're a wrestling fan. You'd know who Nakamura is. You're going to watch him at the Tokyo Dome show.
You're missing the finish.
You're going to see Nakamura at the Tokyo Dome show. And you're going to think, this guy's freaking awesome. What was it that he used? Was it fire?
Can't
no,
see.
He was trying to use the
cable and arrows.
He was trying to use the
fire
TV.
Extinguisher?
No, the TV. But it was still plugged in. So the sparks flew up in his face.
So wait, Wyatt's going to win this.
Yeah.
He's going to have taken... Ambrose got about 80% of the offense. Ambrose got most of the match. But it's like he had bad luck at the finish and Wyatt beat him. That's the story.
Ray Wyatt. Ray Wyatt. We did come out last.
I knew Bray Wyatt was going to fucking win.
The story here is, why does Hornswoggle hate Dean Ambrose? He's turned on him.
Yeah, first there was the what all the stuff he did as the general manager on Monday. And then this.
More, lends more credence to, never trust a midget.
It's true.
What's he doing?
I don't know. What is he doing? Which one? This is... I do like that they have the doctors out there and whatever. I like that they, like say, I like the New Japan stuff. And they have, like, you know, ice packs and stuff. I just think that sells it good.
Well,
good. Good and stuff. So no final real crazy angle, except for apparently Ambrose is going to be hurt again and out of action again.
Until
so
tomorrow.
So he can go film another movie? Is
Until
that
tomorrow.
It?
Until tomorrow.
Oh. So he's like Super Cena.
So this is why they call TLC WWE's version of Demolition Derby. Those of you watching on the WWE Network, we invite you to stay tuned right now for the exclusive TLC Fallout Show.
Okay. Should be 8 minutes. Let's see if they have anything interesting on here.
Seriously, though.
Good point. But let's see anyways.
What? Super Striker. I guess it's almost Christmas. It makes sense to push the toys so hard.
Yeah. Plus, I like toys. Awesome there. He's going to talk. Lesnar.
Weird that it's 6 weeks
away. Brock Lesnar since that match.
Well, that would be a privileged conversation, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. Absolutely. Did you have you spoken to him at all?
Well, that would be a privileged conversation, wouldn't it?
No plans on how you're...
Look, were you in bed with your wife last night? What did you guys say when the lights went out and you were sitting there talking about your children in private? I had privileged conversations with my client, and you sit here in public and want to know about them.
Well,
why not just ask me what my opinion is on John Cena being the number one contender?
Sure,
then
that's
I'm
where
violating
you would like to start. If that's where you would like to start, then yes. How do you feel about Brock Lesnar facing John Cena at the Royal Rumble?
I feel that John Cena tonight proved once again why he is, without question, the single greatest WWE heavyweight champion of all time, with the exception of one man, one beast, one champion, Brock Lesnar. It surprised me that John Cena...
Unless the Ambrose leaving the ring there.
Yeah, Ambrose just getting up.
WWE Seth Rollins. This is why John Cena has persevered on top in the main event position as a WrestleMania...
That's not awful, it's good.
...for 10 years. Steve Austin's rise to the top lasted Austin on top 3.5 years. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, biggest box office attraction in the movies today. 3 years as the man, as the top attraction in WWE. And John Cena, you combine Austin and The Rock, 10 years. Why is he the greatest besides Brock Lesnar?
Well, that being said, right now we have to head back to ringside to Michael Cole, Jerry the King Lawler, and John Bradshaw.
We have to.
Destroying the trophy. Who does he think is? He's wrecking that monitor. Does he think he's Bret Hart? That's a Survivor Series 97 reference.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mo.
Oh my. Lake Park.
What was that?
Another Lake Park.
Static. Got some static. What a shitty bus driver.
Who's a shitty bus driver?
Dean Ambrose, he took one stop too many.
Oh. Many thought that. Many thought he had him beat at Night of Champions.
Many did.
I mean, not really anybody, but other than that, many.
Many people.
Yeah.
Many stupid people.
Isn't that a song by the Beatles?
Many stupid people.
There they go, and I don't see how there's a clear-cut decision.
Not at all.
And the rest two other officials came down, and each one of them saw it differently.
And then they stuck around.
I hate John Cena.
And why is that? Give us a reason. Don't just say it. Give us a logical reason.
He always wins.
There's some awesome pictures of this drunk fan.
From there tonight?
Yeah.
Excellent.
That should be our show picture.
That works for me. Make that, yeah. So is he sign guy? Hat faggot.
No, that guy. Okay.
Good.
Hate that guy.
Me too. I hate that guy way worse than Cena.
Yeah.
And I mean, I hate me some Cena. but oh man, I hate that guy.
Alright, so there's not going to be anything here. They're just going to recap a show we've already seen.
Yeah, it just seemed that way.
So,
it should be over in about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So, who cares? I guess we can cut the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thanks, everybody, for listening to our podcast tonight.
Yeah.
We're on WeTalkWrestling.com. We're on Stitcher. We're on iTunes. We're on the TuneIn radio app. Also, at WeTalkWrestling on the Twitter machine, as well as Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling. Thank you, everyone.
Don't forget to say we're OUT.
Why? I'm not a faggot. In the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks. Let me just turn this off.
Yeah, Ambrose is next to her.
Yeah.